105.3 is WKHM FM and WKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. And now, it's time for high school football. Tonight's game, it's round one of the playoffs with the Michigan Center Cardinals visiting the Grass Lake Warriors. The high school game of the week is brought to you in part by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Northwest Community Schools, ERA Reardon Realty, Jackson Public Schools, Computer Ties, Chilango's Cantina Grill, Baker Builders, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Tri-County Water, Vision Collision, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, East Jackson Public Schools, Amazing Auto, Bras That Fit, Michigan Center Schools, Phelps Towing, and Lakeland Hills Golf Course. Now, we go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Captain Steve Boyle and the Mayor, Jason Smith.
If Steve Boyle, Jason Smith were live at Grass Lake High School for pre-district playoff action here, the Michigan Center Cardinals visiting the Grass Lake Warriors. A bit of a grudge match tonight. Our high school football playoff coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop. We got a fantastic Cascades Conference matchup, Jason, and the stands are filling in, but I'll tell you what, it feels a little, a little quiet, a little low-key here early. I think maybe a little tension is being, you could feel a little tension, like uncertainty.
Yeah, I think both teams are probably a little bit on the nervous side. You know, Grass Lake beat Michigan Center at almost the last second of the game. The last time around in week six, 14-10. And really, we talked to one of the assistant coaches for Michigan Center, and he said, you know, there's maybe one play where a player doesn't cramp up and scores a touchdown and Center wins that game. And, you know, on the flip side of that, Center knows that they can beat him. Grass Lake knows that they can beat Center. So it's anybody's matchup in this one, and I think that's really got everybody kind of on the edge of their seat already. And we're not even 10 minutes to kickoff yet.
Yeah, I think weather is better than anticipated. A little chilly, but a nice football temperature. Doesn't appear to be any rain in the area. I think 8 p.m. was kind of the time frame where we start looking at maybe a possibility, but for now it looks good. Yeah, you mentioned Grass Lake. Well, let's go over them. 8-1, the Warriors this year, 7-0 in their Cascades Conference, including a win over Michigan Center back on the 28th of September, 14-10, the final in that one.
Yeah, and this was a really well-played game by both teams. Couple of mistakes here and there on either side, and it's a much different football game. Head coach Randy Cole needs to figure out a way to recover from last week's unfortunate drubbing down in Reading, where weather was a factor. They really just could not get their offense going after a good start to begin with, but after that, just not much happening in that second half of that football game for the Warriors. And then Michigan Center, obviously a big win against a tough offensive opponent in Springport.
Well, Jason, I did want to go back for a moment and talk about that Reading loss. I think that's going to be important for Grass Lake to recover from what was a 55-7 victory for the Reading Rangers. And for a while, first half even, it looked like Grass Lake could stay with them a little bit, might be able to play with them. And in the second half, Reading just kind of left them in the dust, and that's got to be tough as a team to come out here and go, you know. Thank goodness, I guess, if it were a matchup against a team maybe they hadn't seen before and there was some uncertainty in that respect, might be different, but they come out against a team that they've beaten before. They knew it was tough, but they've beaten them before, so I think that gives them a little bit of a mental edge to recover from that Reading game and go, well, we've beaten these guys before, so it's not, you know, they're not unbeatable. But I'm glad that you and I both kind of noted that same thing, that 55-7 is,
yeah,
when you've been beating teams pretty comfortably most of the year if you're Grass Lake, and then you have to figure out what to do after getting beaten by that much. But
yeah,
again, they played tough the whole way, and it never looked like, even in the waning minutes with the running clock, Grass Lake still was playing hard. It never looked like they ever lost any of their competitive edge.
Right, and Grass Lake can look at that one of two ways. You know, there's the first way you can say, look, nobody scores on Reading, and they had shutouts in a handful of weeks all year long. long. Nobody scored more than 13 points on them in the regular season. They're a tough team defensively. They put up a ton of points. We did what we could. But then on the flip side of that, you can say, look, let's forget about last week. We don't need to worry about it. Let's focus on the fact that we can beat Michigan Center and focus on doing all of the little things the right way and putting ourselves into a position to win.
Meanwhile, the Cardinals, as you mentioned, Jason, they identical 8-1 records here, but the one loss for Michigan Center was to this Grass Lake team.
Yeah.
They went 6-1 in the league. They come out against Springport 25-16, get the win last week in that Big 8 Cascades Conference crossover game. What I noticed, Michigan Center's playing well right now.
Yes.
Carter Wiley is fully integrated into the system and has turned out to be quite a star for them. I think now you've got a season's worth of work under the belt for Roger Hayward as a starting QB. So he's going to be a little more comfortable. You got Dawson Brown, who's always a weapon for Michigan Center. I think they have things working, and I'm looking forward to what I hope is a really good back-and-forth game here.
Yeah, and you know, Troy Allen, if you're the head coach for Michigan Center, Troy Allen, you've like a lot like their basketball team. They've got a lot of different weapons, so you can't really focus on taking one away because there's three, four, five other guys that are going to be able to beat you, and it's sort of a next man up mentality, and Roger Hayward is slowly becoming one of the better quarterbacks in the area, and you know, Dawson Brown, like you mentioned, is a weapon. Carter Wiley's a weapon. You've got a couple of the other tailbacks that they like to run, and they like to rotate guys around, and a lot of different things that they can do there. The defense is solid. Boomer Perry, Cameron Roebuck, they do a lot of big things on the defense. And then even really the kicking game you have to watch out for with Braden Cosmet, and he's got a big boot as well and can do some damage there for him for Michigan Center.
Yeah, I just can't wait to get into this one because it looks like looks like it could be a good one. All-time series, Jason, looking back, going all the way back to 1951.
Mm-hmm. Close.
29-28-1. Michigan Center has a one-game advantage in that stretch.
Yep.
Today, Grass Lake will look to even that one out. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and set things up for the start of this one here. Playoff football on WKHM, or WKHM FM HD2 Brooklyn Jackson. But I'd like to say thank you to Lakeland Hills, one of our sponsors on the broadcast tonight. They got fall golf going on, and they've got the course is in great shape.
I drove by it on the way here.
No leaves. They don't have any leaves out there. So it's beautiful, comfortable golf out there at Lakeland year-round, or as much as you can get, open until December 1st.
Yeah. Yep. I drove by there today on the way into the field, and it looks really, really nice for being late October.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
So you've been to every place in town looking for a bra that fits with no luck. Bras That Fit can help. Get a professional fitting from their experts and they'll help you find the perfect bra. Bras That Fit specializes in the hard-to-find sizes from very small to very large. Going on vacation? Bras That Fit has cup-size bathing suits year-round. They have a nice selection of negligees, lingerie, and other romantic gifts too. Bras That Fit on Page Avenue near Sutton Road in Michigan Center.
I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
Amazing Auto, featuring Michigan's largest showroom with over 5,000 square feet of accessories. Amazing Auto has everything from window tinting to remote car starters, reflex sprayed-on bedliners, and every automotive accessory you could ever think of. Amazing Auto, Mid-Michigan's largest source for automotive accessories. Visit Amazing Auto at their new location on the corner of Page and Detman.
I'm Troy Allen, a principal and a varsity football coach at Michigan Center Junior Senior High School. In Michigan Center, we always do things the Cardinal way. That philosophy applies to all the students and staff at Michigan Center schools. The Cardinal way means you are prepared, passionate, and poised. Our goal above all else at Michigan Center schools is to prepare our students to be successful once they graduate, regardless of what career path they choose to follow. We incite passion in our students through our focus on relationships and a culture of kindness. We promote poise by demanding high character behavior and work ethic that translates to any post-secondary path. We know that if our students do things the Cardinal way, they will find unlimited success in life. To learn more about Michigan Center Schools, check out our website at mccardinals.org. Michigan Center Schools, where success begins. Go Cardinals.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, press box here, Grass Lake High School. Still a few minutes to go before the kickoff. Grass Lake Band warming up there in the end zone. Some of the games we'll be checking in on for scores throughout the area tonight. Our out-of-town scoreboard will be brought to you by AAA of Jackson on Wisner Street, handling all your insurance and travel needs. AAA, good to have them on board for the off-town scoreboard. And some good games tonight. Jackson and Okemos is another one in town. That's your WKHM game. The Vikings, of course, the first 9-0 regular season in school history. And we'll continue to follow their progress throughout the playoffs. Western hosting Mattawan tonight, an 8-1 Western team when they 5-4 Mattawan team. Napoleon, the other team from the Cascades Conference, and they have 5-4 on the year, and they will take on an 8-0 unbeaten Lumen Christy Titan team tonight.
Very tough game for them.
And that determines our matchup next week. The Michigan Center versus Grass Lake winner will face the winner of that matchup. Quincy visiting Columbia Central tonight, 6-3 Quincy and 8-1 Columbia Central. And 5-4 Blissfield is at Hillsdale tonight, 8-1 Hillsdale. Clinton and Springport matching up.
That's going to be a battle.
Both teams 7-2 on the year. And then you've got Pittsford and Reading out there. And it's a decent Pittsford team at 7-2 with that Reading juggernaut. Cool. Really, I think they finished the season ranked third in Division 8 for the Free Press.
Yeah, and that's a tough division too, and Reading, just man, I'm glad we got a chance to see them because that team is really, really good.
Yeah, they can hold their own with just about anyone we've seen all year long, for sure. And they'll be a threat to go all the way to Ford Field and win that Division 8 state championship. Reading is that good. So we continue with the pregame festivities as the Grass Lake Warriors team comes onto the field to the cheers of the Grass Lake faithful here. Michigan Center huddling up near the 15-yard line on their side, waiting for the band to take the field. A couple minutes away from kickoff still here. Let's go ahead and take 3 more minutes on the pregame, and we'll come back and get you some high school football action. Grass Lake and Michigan Center on K105.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Bondrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Football frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trust. Respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit bakerbuilders.net.
computer ties and professional communication services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Tripp's Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can help your business stay safe inside and outside of the network. Plus, they offer phone systems, sales and support, and in-house repairs. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Tripp's Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson. And voted number 4 in the state. With gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill. At 501 Longfellow Avenue.
Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Tripp's Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. With on-site computer and network repairs, Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can save you time by coming to your home, assessing any issue, and taking care of the problem right there in your home. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Tripp's Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
Phelps Towing has been serving Jackson for 35 years. They're pros at local and long-distance tows. What if you'd run out of gas, lock your keys in your car, hit a pothole, and now your tire's flat? With 24 trucks and locations in Jackson, Michigan Center, and Napoleon, no one's better equipped to help when you're stranded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Phelps Towing. Call them direct at 517-764-1921. That's Phelps Towing, 517-764-1921.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Boyle, Jason Smith live from Grass Lake High School tonight. The band exits the field after the national anthem, and we are just about ready to go. And as you said, Jason, Grass Lake will receive.
Yes, they will. Yep, they'll be going right to left on your radio dial as the Sheriff's Honor Guard makes its way off the field. They presented our colors this evening. Nice, rare treat. We don't get to see that very often at the high school football games, having the Sheriff's color guard out.
Yeah, well, Jason, tonight I'm dubbing it the Battle of the Caramel Corn.
Yeah.
These are the two schools that have the best caramel corn. I think I give the edge to Michigan Center usually, but tonight it was a really good box, and I hammered it down before we even went to the air.
Yeah, they were on point. I mean, I had a hot dog and a slice of pizza before we went on air, and I got through about half of my box of popcorn. So, I mean, I had a pretty big lunch, so that's my defense.
Oh, is that what it was? I did too, but I guess I...
Yeah, I had a pretty big lunch. I eat all the time.
Well, and I had lunch today at one of our yesterday Bob Jackson area Subway restaurants.
Oh, there you go.
So stay tuned following the final buzzer in this one, and we'll get you the Subway player of the game. All of our high school football action tonight and all season long brought to you by Tripp's Auto Shop and Collision Center. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Phil Tripp and Barb and all the crew over there.
Yeah.
For being on board to help support local high school sports. 12 minutes on the clock. The ball is teed up. Cosmet will walk it off and get comfortable and ready to send it away.
Young man's got a big leg, too.
A couple guys back at the 10-yard line to receive for Grass Lake. It doesn't go that far. It's going to be caught at about the 26. Hit immediately, but pretty good field position for Grass Lake to start from their own 32. And it looks like on the catch and return,
Carson Canning.
Yep. Grass Lake offense will come on the field. They pretty much just stay on the field, too. They'll huddle it up right now on the sideline. They go mostly no huddle. A lot of spread formation stuff. And we'll see a couple of ball carriers. Most commonly, though, in the backfield, you'll find Trenton Holden. He's back there now with Sean Hickey. Three wide receivers for Hickey. Two backs. First play is a handoff to Holden. Chased down, and he'll take probably a yard loss there as the Cardinals with good pursuit. First and 10. He loses one, second down and 11.
Boomer Perry with the stop for Michigan Center. They go 4-3 defensively, four defensive backs as well, and they're going to put all of them to work with that the quads formations and things like that for Grass Lake.
Two backs again, this time to throw. Hickey, quick out pass, caught. And he breaks the tackle, gets to the first down marker, tries to cut back inside, brought down. But it looks like he might have gotten into the Cardinal side of the field on the reception. Scott Crutchfield.
Yeah, that was a good reception. It was just like a quick little out route using the other receiver on that side as a pick. And Crutchfield lined up in the slot, got the pick that he needed, got the open space, broke a tackle. And good job to make the stop out there by, looked like Josh Jasek brought him in.
Ball, nose of the ball on the 50-yard line, first and 10 for Grass Lake. Hand off on first down and nowhere to go. Caught at the line and stopped for no gain. On the carry, I see Cameron Darrow, it looks like.
Yep.
He'll come off the field.
Jordan Cooper, Boomer Perry with the stop for the Cardinals. And we'll go trips left for the Warriors.
Four wide receivers for Grass Lake. Hickey, shotgun. And he'll fake the gift, keeps it, and he's hit immediately. What great penetration by the Michigan Center defense to pull him down for a loss at the 45.
That was Brock Kuhn who got in there, and a little bit of a mishap on the option, it looks like. He was trying to pull it back, lost control for a minute, and made sure he had possession of the ball, but by that time, Brock Kuhn was right in his face.
Tough play there for the Cardinals defense. Third and about, I guess, looking about 14, and he goes to the air, and got away from him a little bit, incomplete, intended on the play. It looks like it was Winston Higgins. Bring up fourth down for Grass Lake, and they'll send the punting unit out.
Yeah, you also had Steven Grishko out there, and I don't know if it was just thrown too far, the outstretched, the out route there for Winston Higgins, or if Grishko was supposed to come back on that route and sort of hook it back in. But either way, two guys in the area, neither of them where they needed to be to make that catch.
It kind of looked like it went, came off his hands a little. Little wrong, Jason, and the incomplete pass. Here comes the punt. And that'll bounce, take a Michigan Center hop at about the 25. So they'll take over. Cardinal ball at about the 28-yard line, first and 10 for Michigan Center with 10:18 to go. We're scoreless in the early going.
Get our first look at the Cardinal offense led by Roger Hayward. Made some noise in the Player of the Week voting this week. Hayward, a 6'2" junior, really has come into his own this year as a quarterback.
Well, I think early on when we saw Michigan Center at home, Jason, they still, he looked pretty comfortable back there for somebody who was getting, you know, his first few starts. And it has just continued to develop from there, and he's definitely developed into a starting quarterback and the leader of this football team. Hands up on first down, and the Grass Lake defensive line stands up. He'll get about a yard on the play, put it at 30, second down and about 9 for the Cardinals.
And that tackle, Sean Holcomb in on the stop, along with Isaiah Simon for the Warriors.
And you have Cameron Roebuck on the carry.
Yep.
So the Cardinals and Warriors do some things that look similar, and they spread it out. Cardinals go with, they've got a back and kind of a pistol with a couple of wings. They'll send receivers in motion. And again, that anybody is an option to hand the football off to. in the Cardinal offense. Hayward takes it. This time it gets Dawson Brown coming around, and they'll stop him for no gain. Wing Brown lined up at one of those wing positions, comes around, takes the handoff, and they grab him right at the line. Third down and nine now for Michigan Center. And here on these first couple possessions, Jason, it's easy to see why that game, the first time they played, ended up 14-10, because both defenses, they know what the other team does and does well, and they're trained to stop it. Three receivers now for Hayward. He's back to throw on third and nine, rolling out to his right. On the run, he's going to get chased out of the pocket. He'll tuck it, and he slips. Right at the 31. Hayward goes down. It'll be fourth down and six, and it looks like maybe the Cardinals will send their punting unit out. 8:43 to go. 0-0 tie.
Indeed they will. Their punter is Scott Taylor, I believe.
Yep. Higgins and Crutchfield back to return for Grass Lake at their 35-yard line. About the 17 for the punt. Steps up from the 20, fires a nice high punt, and that's going to get to the 35 where he'll fair catch it. Good coverage by the Cardinals. No return for Crutchfield. And the Warriors offense will come back out. Both teams have possessed it one time, and both teams have struggled. Of course, Grass Lake, they got a first down. Looks like they had a little momentum building. And then a big play by the Cardinal defense stuffed them back a little bit.
Yeah, and they're finding, Grass Lake is finding the same situation with the ground game, both with Cameron Darrow and Trenton Holden, that inside run just isn't going to get it done against this tough defense.
Well, you got a really talented all-conference D-line there with Boomer Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals are good up front. Quick pass out to Grisco. He'll get to the 40, to the 41, and then he's hit out of bounds. Big hit. And nice sportsmanship there to help him back up. We'll give a shout-out on that play to Carter Wiley, showing some sportsmanship. 6 yards on first down for Grass Lake. Second down and four. Under 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
AAA out-of-town scoreboard update. Columbia Central leads Quincy 7-0 after a 53-yard punt return touchdown by Gary Elliott.
Who else? Back to pass, Sean Hickey, and Crutchfield up near the first down marker. Throw a little behind him. Incomplete, to bring third down and four. All of our out-of-town scoreboard check-ins tonight brought to you by AAA Jackson on Wisner Street. All your insurance and your travel needs. You need insurance? Call them. You getting ready to take a trip? Call them.
Call them.
Or stop by on Wisner Street.
Mm-hmm. They'll take care of you.
7:44 to go, nothing tie here. Third down and about four and a half. Hickey back to throw. Let's it go downfield. Higgins was open, and that's going to be, he looked over the wrong shoulder. He looked over his inside shoulder, passing over the outside shoulder, incomplete. And another punting situation here for the Warriors. Three and out.
Yeah, good route, good coverage by Dawson Brown, too. He's got some help back there at the safety position. Nick Torti, who's going to come back and set up for the punt return for the Cardinals, both Torti and Brown. Torti has been described by the coaching staff as absolutely fearless, so watch for him to make some noise on the punt return.
Yeah, both of those guys back there, we've seen them have big play capability. Punt is away. It's high, and the coverage is going to make it no return. It'll bounce right at the 35, almost straight up in the air, and we'll roll to the 34. That's where Michigan Center will get their second try. Both defenses so far outshining both offenses. Not a lot of statistics in the offensive category to worry about recording out here so far tonight. Winner of this tilt will face the winner of the Lumen Christi Napoleon game going on out on Spring Arbor Road tonight. An unbeaten Titans team, defending Division VI state champions.
Looking to become, I believe it's the third different three-time champion in that division in the last 10 years.
And there's a give to Roebuck, and he's stuffed, but he stays on his feet, able to fight ahead for a couple yards. First down carry for Roebuck, and the Cardinals have about second, and oh, they moved that up even 3 yards. Nice spot for Michigan Center's second down and seven.
A good stop there. Craig Ferry in on the tackle. Cameron Darrow into assist from his linebacker spot.
Cardinals don't spend a lot of time huddling up either, Jason.
Really,
so this is some quick attack offenses. Brown in motion. Takes the game. No, well, Hayward keeps it.
He's got room.
He's in the grass-like territory. Tries to cut past the defender. Gets his way down to about 45. And big gain on the play action. Well, the, I guess, misdirection there.
Yeah.
Option for Hayward. And he takes a big gain into grass-like territory. The first big play here for the Cardinals with 6:47 to go first quarter. They make their first foray into Grass Lake Warrior territory, first and 10 from the 46.
Yeah, that was a good, almost counter run by the quarterback. Had the option to give it off to Boomer Perry. Decided to hang on to it. It had plenty of space, especially on the right side of the formation.
Hayward shotgun pistol with Roebuck behind him. Dawson Brown goes in motion. This time he takes the give. Sweeping right now, he'll turn it upfield. He's going to get five. Breaks a tackle. Stays on his feet. Now he's got about 8 yards on first down. Good run by Brown. And we always, I think we think about his speed often. But right now, that looked like that was toughness on that run.
Yeah, that was definitely toughness. He just blasted through and it looked like he was going to be about a 2 or 3 yard pickup and just turned on the jets, kept those legs churning, and you can tell from his body type, he's got the good lower body strength.
Second down, 2 yards here for the Cardinals. Hayward takes the snap, and keep it. Again, around the outside, he's got a little bit of room. He's got the first down for sure. I thought his knee went down.
I thought so, too.
They don't whistle him down. He'll get up to about the 30. It was, he got a yard, maybe two, at most, after he dragged that leg. It looked like he dragged his knee, and that's a really good spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the 29.
I mean, he had the first down either way, but that's a very generous spot on that call there.
5:26 to go first quarter. Cardinals driving inside the 30 now at the 29, first and 10. Hayward, a couple big plays on this one. Dawson and Brown in motion. Hayward pitches out to Brown, fakes the give to Roebuck up the middle, pitches out to a streaking Dawson Brown. He'll get about 7 on the play.
Triple option there for Michigan Center on that carry there. And you had Roebuck, who is the big back, the power back that goes up the middle. You have the option to give it to him. And then if you decide to keep it as the quarterback, Hayward has a decision to either pitch to Brown or keep it himself. Made the right call on that one.
Second down, give it, call it 3 yards for Michigan Center. Hayward expertly running this offense right now. Now he gets pressure, gets away from it. Pump fakes, he keeps the football.
Wow.
He's got the first down. What a nice scramble by Roger Hayward.
Impressive pump fake. Faked the linebacker right out of his shoes. And that's the key. It's, they coach that a lot. When you have a quarterback, if he's pump faking, don't leave your feet. Put your arms up, but don't leave your feet because they will bury you every time.
Football spotted right on the 15-yard line. Red zone here for Michigan Center, first and 10. Hayward showing a little bit of creativity on this drive. He's got three wide receivers now. Brown will move over into the wing position. And they give this time to Roebuck, and he barrels into the line down to the 10-yard line before he stopped. 5 yards on first down for Michigan Center. And they've got, Jason, you can, it's, this drive has been fun to watch because you can really see the way the offense is intended to work, how everything kind of sets up everything else. So Hayward runs a couple of those QB options, and he keeps it, and he runs. Then they run that triple option, fake it to Roebuck, and then when Hayward keeps it, the defense says, all right, we got him now, and then he pitches out to the other option.
Yep.
And everything just kind of setting up everything else. Just the offense running like a well-oiled machine on this possession for Michigan Center. Second down at 5. They come up to the line. He gives to Dawson Brown this time, and a great job by the Grass Lake defense to stop him for no gain.
Yeah, good job there by Grass Lake to sniff that play out. And we were just about to say, you know, when you have all of your weapons working, this is how the offense moves, and it moves quick, and it moves efficiently down the field, and there's little to no wasted downs. On this possession, though, or on this play, just nothing there. Looks like he had a hole and then had a blocker fall down and just kind of stuffed it.
Third down about 5 yards. We got 3:14 to go first quarter. Hayward's going to fake the give, keeps it, finds a seam, and he's got the chains moved. He's down near the goal line before he stopped. And another nice run by Hayward. He looks quick tonight.
The only thing that I would suggest for Michigan Center on this drive is you teach Roger Hayward how to slide. Because he has gone headlong into a couple of really big linebackers a couple times. And we always say, you know, there's a lot of players on this Michigan Center team that are fearless, but your quarterback shouldn't have to be one of them. He can be, but that always makes you nervous.
First a goal for Michigan Center from about the 2-yard line. And this time the give.
Carter Wiley.
Throws. He takes the hit, spins, looking for a signal. And the signal I see is second down.
Yep.
So the officials don't see what we thought we saw. And Carter Wiley, his first carry tonight on the goal line. Second and goal. Michigan Center, 2:23 to go, first quarter. And our game brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, high school playoff football.
Scott Taylor in, 5'5", 205 in the backfield.
Big formation for the Cardinals. The carry goes to Roebuck. Looked to me like he was in.
Yep.
And there's your signal.
Touchdown.
You don't see that big set come out like that for Michigan Center very often, but they use it to get in the end zone this time. 6-0 Michigan Center with 2:09 to go.
Yeah, good run by Cameron Roebuck. They brought in the big guy, Scott Taylor. It was a formation that looked like the ball was going to go to Carter Wiley, and instead they give it to the up-back Cameron Roebuck, and he has an easy trot.
Snap is there, hold is good, kick is up, and that's through the uprights. 7-0 with 2:09 to go. Michigan Center leads. Take 30-second break. Come back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
209 remains here. First quarter, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. Michigan Center with an impressive drive there to get on the board first. And the touchdown by Cameron Rowe. Roger Hayward, impressive on the drive, probably the...
Oh, yeah.
Catalyst for most of what happened there. Cardinals will kick off and see if the defense can stay impressive. There's a nice power kick. That's what we were looking for Cosmet the first time. Tough to handle.
Fumbled it.
Bobbles it. It's at the goal line now, and it goes back into the end zone, and that'll be a touchback.
He caught that ball. He wasn't in the end zone when he caught it, so not really sure why they would whistle that as a touchback. He was standing on the right around the 1 to the goal line, fumbled the football. That's not a touchback. That's a fumble.
Nevertheless, spotted on the 20-yard line. And that's where Grass Lake will take possession. Big kick there by Cosma.
Yeah.
That would have bounced it off the 1-yard line if not for the catch attempt. Hickey comes out with 4 wide. In motion is Higgins. And it's a handoff. First down. He'll get about 2, maybe 3. Depending on a good spot. The carry by Grasslake running back Trenton Holden. He'll get him about 2 yards on the play, maybe 2.5. Second down and 7.5. With 1:46 to go in our first quarter. Trips right for Hickey. And there's a nice crossing off to Higgins. And he bursts through and a big gain. First down for Grass Lake. Up to the 37. Nice route, and the throw was right on point for Higgins to catch in stride and run.
Yeah, nice little quick slant route. And Higgins has great speed.
Higgins in motion now. Goes back. Back to pass, another quick throw by Hickey. Caught by Higgins, he turns it around, defender fell down. Higgins able to get about 7 on the play. The throw was probably a little behind where you wanted it to be, but as Higgins turned around to catch the football, the defender fell down and probably set Higgins up for actually a couple extra yards he might not have gotten otherwise.
Yeah, Brown was late to pivot back on the motion play, and that led to they set it up and designed it for there to be a pick on that play, but they didn't need it because Brown was trailing the play so far. And we're going to get
we got a penalty on the play.
Didn't see the call.
Legal shift against Grass Lake.
There we go.
So they'll move that back to the 38-yard line. And it's first down at about 14. Hickey takes the snap. Hands off this time to Kwiatek. And Michigan Center's in the backfield with him. He'll go nowhere. Second down at about 14.
First carry for Kwiatek today. Doesn't do much. He's the speed alternative to Cameron Darrow and Trent Holden.
He's the lightning to Darrow's thunder.
Yes.
Holden's thunder.
The multiple thunder.
Under a minute to go here, first quarter. 7-0 Michigan Center lead. And that makes it third and long for Grass Lake. Hickey in the shotgun, play action. Get some pressure.
Sacked.
And he's going to get sacked. Too many guys in the backfield with him. And you had Andrew Polowski and who's a big number? Was that 99?
Yeah, number 99 is Scott Taylor, the punter, with the sack.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a 5'5", 205 according to our program.
That can't be right. That's not the right.
Looks like they're going to play it. Run out the clock here.
Time will run out on the first quarter. 7-0 Michigan Center. They'll switch ends. We'll take a 1 minute break and get you your second quarter. K105.3.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our 3 Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
4 minutes on the clock. C. Boyle, Jason Smith of Grass Lake High School. Cardinals defense on the field. Grass Lake offense going to make their way out here.
Quick AAA of Jackson out-of-town score update. Columbia, another kick return for a score. Garrick Elliott leads Quincy 13-7. Western is trailing with Mattawan 6-0 after they missed a field goal.
Jeez, has that Columbia Central offense been on the field yet, or does
Garrick Elliott
returning everything? So there's your third down play for Grass Lake, and penetration hit as he throws, incomplete pass. Cardinal defense has been tough on
Josh
Grass Lake so
Jasek
far.
Jasek breaking up that play. Okemos leads Jackson at the end of 1-7-0.
Punt unit on the field for Grass Lake. Brown and Torty back to return. Punts away, but it's not very long. Not quite going to make it to the 50 and bounces sideways. So Michigan Center will get good field position here at the Grass Lake 47-yard line. Second quarter of our football game brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. rough year for the Trojan football team, but I think they made some strides with the program, and they'll be back even tougher next year. We thank Steve Doran and the whole crew over there, Jeff Punches. We had a good time out there. Always seems to rain when we go out to East Jackson.
Yes, it
lately.
Does.
Cardinal offense at the line, and there's a handoff to Torty, and he spins up a tackle. Gosh. He's up near the first down marker. I did see a flag come out, Jason.
Yeah, it's in the area of holding, too.
He's taken down by number 24.
Tough three. Run there, but it'll be, looks like it'll be, did it go against, do we have a declined penalty here?
No.
No, it does go against Michigan Center. All right.
And that'll result in a loss of down.
Another illegal shift.
Yep.
This time against the Cardinals. We had Torty on the carry. 5'6". Yeah, he's listed at 5'6", 125.
I think
that's pretty. You don't think that's about right?
No. I'm 155. How can you only be 126?
Four wide for Hayward. First and 15 for the Cardinals. He's back to pass. And they set up a screen.
Oh, picked off.
What a play. Up the sideline. And Hayward makes the stop. But a defensive effort on that one by Trent Holden. And a good return. And Grass Lakes got the ball in the best position they've had all day. Thanks to the turnover. Cardinals are trying to set up a screen, and sometimes when that happens, Jason, gets a little crowded. And Hayward was looking for Torty, and Holden just kind of slid his way in.
Yeah, he jumped the route pretty well there, and Trenton Holden had that screen sniffed out really, really well.
When he gets the football in his hand, he's ready to attack, too. So a nice return, first and 10 for Grass Lake from the Michigan Center 29-yard line. Hickey comes to the line with three wide receivers. And Kwiatek is the deep back. He takes the handoff to the right. Hit, and it'll be brought down short of the 25 at about the 26. And that'll be about 4 yards on first down.
Roger Hayward on the stop. You know, he's trying to make up for that pick on the defensive side of the football.
Second down, and that's not a great spot, but second down and about seven here for Grass Lake. I say not a great spot. I mean, they didn't give him any advantage. A low snap.
Knocked down.
And knocked down at the defensive line.
Brock Kuhn.
Kuhn's, we've been calling his name a lot so far tonight. Nice job on the D-line by Kuhn.
6'2", 250 for the senior Brock Kuhn.
That's a good-sized kid.
Yes, he is.
10:52 to go, second quarter for East Jackson Community School. 7-0 Michigan Center, but the Warriors with their best field position of the night. Third down at about seven. Hickey back to throw. And he goes out to the outside. And
that
ball's jumped. Hayward intercepts it back.
Wow.
I guess if you're a quarterback and you get intercepted and you want to get some retribution, you can go out there and intercept it back. That's exactly what Hayward did in spectacular fashion. Dives in the middle of that route and comes away with the football.
Yeah, he did a great job to jump that route. And, I mean, if you want to make up for an interception, there's no better way to do it than to force a turnover of your own and get the ball back into your offense's hands. Quick out-of-town update. End of one, Columbia Central and Quincy tied 13.
Okemos, as you mentioned, Jason, with a 7-0 lead over Jackson High at the end of one. Hayward takes a snap. He's going to keep it on the run. Gets away from
block.
The defender out to the outside. It's a foot race to the 50, to the 45, and he's dragged down at about the 42, and he had that guy to beat, and it was nothing but daylight. Great play by Carson Canning to keep Hayward out of the end zone, and a fantastic run by a highly motivated
yes.
Michigan Center quarterback.
That's a good way to put it. And Canning did a great job bringing him down, too. Grabbed him, locked him up by the hips instead of trying to, you know, pick the ankle or something like that. And if he can break free, he's gone. Canning was the last man to beat. Did a great job to make that stop.
get the feeling that Hayward took throwing that interception personally, and he's out there with somewhat of a vendetta right now. Hands off to Roebuck on first down, and the Grass Lake Warriors snuff that one out immediately. Second and 10 for Michigan Center from the Grass Lake 41.
Looked like Drew Thompson was the first to make contact in there. Also, Isaiah Simon in that tackle.
10 minutes to go here, second quarter, 7-0, Michigan Center lead. A little personnel shuffling on the field for the Cardinals.
Into the game.
Roebuck goes to the sidelines. And let's see, we got three wide receivers split out for Hayward out of the shotgun.
Here comes the blitz.
Rolling out to pass. And now he lets it go downfield. Dawson Brown, the intended receiver, but it's about 3 yards out of bounds and incomplete.
That's a good smart throw there by Roger Hayward. Was trying to look deep. They were trying to go for the home run and had the pressure coming. Josh Jacek back there in the passing block, pass blocking situation. Dawson Brown available deep and just had to dump the ball out of the sidelines, but in the vicinity of Brown. Really, he was covered pretty well by Carson Canning.
Grass Lake's players trying to get the sideline a little extra noisy here. On a third down and 10 play for Michigan Center. Hayward back to pass again. He's hit from behind. What a penetration rush there. Trenton Holden blindsided Hayward. He goes down for a loss of about 8. It's going to be fourth down and 18 for Michigan Center. We'll get the punt unit on the field for the Cardinals. Just an absolute blindside right there, Jason.
Yeah, he came in completely unblocked, untouched, had a clean view of it. You know, his eyes just lit up when he got around the edge, and there's nobody impeding his path to the back of Roger Hayward.
Hayward popped right up. Thank goodness. Those are those plays where you see quarterbacks get dazed and confused for a little while. Punt unit comes out. Snap is a little low. He picks it up. Kick is away. There's a flag on the field. As the kick comes down and takes a big Michigan Center roll.
Still going.
Down to about the 12.
Let's see what the flag is.
Keep an eye on the white hat here.
It's over on the far side of the field.
Well, I got one on the close side here, too, yeah. Jason, so I don't know, maybe they saw the same thing or what. False start against the Cardinals. And we'll kick that one again.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because Michigan Center had a great punt, and it took a fantastic bounce, really pinned Grass Lake back, and now they'll have to do it 5 yards deeper.
Yeah, the Warriors will be pleased to have another opportunity at this one because that one worked out pretty well for Michigan Center. 8:38 to go here, second quarter. All of our out-of-town scores today brought to you by AAA Jackson on Wisner Street. Visit them. If you need insurance, visit them too if you're looking to plan some travel.
That's right.
So we get a punt here coming from the 35. He'll let it go up in the air. That's going to bounce again. And still takes a good Michigan Center hop, but not quite as far. They'll get it down to about the 17-yard line where Grass Lake will take over.
Got a AAA out-of-town score update for you there. Oops.
End of one. University 20, Napoleon 0.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, Napoleon. We knew Lumen Christie would be a heavy favorite.
Yes,
in that one.
Why not be in the game to help make your school safe? Use OK to save. Confidentially report anything.
Rough end of the season here for Napoleon. They they were at one point in the conversation with Grass Lake and Michigan Center at the top of the conference. They lost to. They lost to, what did they lose?
Michigan Center, Grass Lake.
Then Grass Lake, and then in the crossover game, they end up taking a loss too. And now with this Lumen Christie game, looks like they might be facing the 4 straight losses to wrap up their campaign. Out of the shotgun for Hickey. Handoff goes to Kwiatek. Gets some room around the edge. Still on his feet. Gets out to the 30, to the 32 before he stops. And that's what you're looking for out of Kwiatek. A little bit of speed, and he gets into the open and gets a big gain for the Warriors.
Jeremy Hall, Jordan Cooper on the stop. Cooper, the punter, 6'2", 225. How's that?
There you go.
That's a little better.
Shotgun and hand it off to Higgins again. Cardinals ready for him that time, trying to get to the edge, and the Cardinals stuff him for about a two-yard loss. Bring up second down, about 12 for Grass Lake.
Boomer Perry with the tackle. I think he has inherited the title of best football name in the area, has Boomer Perry, now that Steel Fortress is gone. Darren Revelle still owes us dinner.
Out of the shotgun now, Hickey with two backs. He's back to throw. And
almost.
Hayward looking to do an instant replay of his last interception. The outpass to Crutchfield. And Hayward, another diving attempt. This time doesn't get it. Incomplete, but it'll bring up third down at 12 for Grass Lake.
Yeah, and you see that they love to go to that out route to Crutchfield. And they went to it quite a bit against Reading, and they paid the price a couple of times. And this time, Roger Hayward almost jumped the snap again. Or jumped the route, I mean.
Three wide for Grass Lake and a long third down. Or four wide, excuse me, I didn't see that other guy. Back to throw Hickey, and he's got some pressure, does throw it away. Incomplete.
And, nope, they're going to let it go, which is the right call. It looked like he might have started to reach for the laundry for an intentional grounding, but he was out of the pocket, under duress.
Yeah, he threw it to no one in particular. The three and the zero over there by the 30-yard line, the intended target on the throw. He had a big empty space, but he had pressure for sure. So Grass Lake will punt with fourth down at 12. Ball on their own 30, but punter standing back, and he'll let it go from about the 20-21. Nice high kick, and that one will bounce and hits a Grass Lake player, and he'll reel it in there at about the 40-yard line. That is Brock Harms on the cover. 7:25 to go here. Second quarter for East Jackson Community School. 7-0 Michigan Center with the lead and getting the football back. And in what might be a shock early here, 14-0 Okemos ahead of Jackson right now. And the AAA Jackson out-of-town scoreboard. Well, other side of town, let's say, but still. 14-0 and Jackson's season in jeopardy of ending early.
Yeah.
Or earlier than you would hope. And that's a team that's going to look to regain some momentum there. And start, I wish I could be listening to that and watching this one. It's one of those weeks where you wish you could be watching six or seven games at the same time. And there's some movement from the Michigan Center backfield. That'll be a false start. And moving back 5 yards. So from first and 10 at the 40, we get first and 15 from the 35.
Cameron Roebuck just rocked forward a little bit, nearly ran into the back of Roger Hayward.
So it's just beyond the 35, so it's the 35 and a half. But still 15 yards. They got to get into Grass Lake territory to get a first down.
Butt of the ball on the 35. Trademark Captain Steve Industries.
The butt of the ball. Couple of different misdirections there. Didn't fool Grass Lake. Dawson Brown, the ball carrier, brought down for little to no gain. As the clock runs, second down at about 14 for the Cardinals.
Cameron Darrow coming up to make that stop. He's been pretty much everywhere for the Warriors, and center is going to huddle this one up here.
It's quite a staff for the Michigan Center Cardinals.
Yeah, it is.
Think about 12 assistants. Second down, 14 and a half. Hayward flushed out of the pocket. He's on the run. He'll pull it down and run, and he has some momentum. Gets to about the 46 before he squirts out of bounds. But that'll make it third and manageable here for Michigan Center. They'll need about four.
Triple A. Crosstown, Triple A of Jackson score update. Okemos 14, Jackson High 8. 6:49 to go in the half. Jackson High, rather, getting the score to put that one a little bit closer.
So that'll be third down. Spot not quite as generous as it looked from here. They've got every bit of them 5.5 yards to get here. This Grass Lake defense looking a little bit ready here, a little bit jacked, a little bit ready to make a big play. Hayward back to pass. He's got a little bit of time, shelf on his feet. Now he gets pressure and cuts between defenders, but we'll call it a sack back at the 41. Big defensive play by the Warriors. It was 6:18 to go here in the second quarter. They'll force another Michigan Center punt. Grass Lake still trailing 7-0.
And that was Trenton Holden and Evan Stuckey. Give them each half a sack. That'll be Jordan Cooper back to punt for the Cardinals. Higgins and Crutchfield.
And there's the punt is away. It's a high one, but to the right side. It's going to bounce out of bounds at the 44. Good field position for the Warriors. 5:47 to go here in the half.
Use the Great Clips online check in app.
And it's been a back and forth game, kind of like we expected, Jason, and kind of like we hoped for.
Yeah, this was a game we had kind of hoped we were going to be at week six, and it didn't disappoint back then either, with Grass Lake pulling off the last minute win. So this one looks like it's going to come down to the wire also.
Grass Lake offense comes onto the field. Personnel in the backfield, Kwiatek and Darrow. Kwiatek will line up behind Hickey in the pistol. Pitch out to Kwiatek. He's got some room, racing to the sideline. Starts to turn it up, gets to the 50, now to the 49 into Cardinal territory. About 6-7 yards on first down. Second down and three for Grass Lake in Michigan Center territory.
Roger Hayward with the initial contact. Boomer Perry finished off the tackle. Starting to see that ground game get a little bit more momentum for the Warriors now.
Shotgun for Hickey. And he'll give to Kwiatek. Fumble the football.
I think Center's got it.
Opportunistic. Right place, right time. It looks like Michigan Center's got it. They're signaling that they do. A lot of things can change at the bottom of that pile, though. And
now
signal Grass Lake ball. It looked like Julian Putnam was right there, Jason, in that he just happened to fall on the football. But apparently couldn't quite get it, squirted out from under him, and Grass Lake will get it back. Third down and 5 yards. And they're back in Grass Lake territory with the nose of the football on the line. Maybe it should be head and toe of the football.
Yeah, that could work. Copyright Captain Steve Industries.
Nose to butt still leaves top of the head and leg. We'll work it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Hickey takes the snap, passes. He's got a man, open field tackle, and a big tackle there by Carter Wiley. Pulls him down short of the first down marker, but it is fourth and short. And decision time for Grass Lake. Keep leave the offense out there. Fourth and one.
Yeah, no decision there. They quickly got to the line of scrimmage.
Hickey will take the snap. Holden is the
trying to hard count
running
here.
Back. They look over to the sideline for the play. 3:52 and the clock's ticking.
Timeout.
And then we get a timeout from Grass Lake.
Tried to hard count him. Center didn't bite. Columbia Central now leading 27-13 in the second quarter. Lumen in the second, 28-0 over Napoleon for the AAA of Jackson out-of-town scoreboard.
AAA of Jackson on Wisner Street.
For all your travel needs and insurance.
And insurance. And I think that's it, insurance and travel.
Yeah.
Isn't that enough?
Roadside assistance. I mean, AAA kind of does a lot of stuff. Do you think they would help me out with roadside assistance if I was traveling in, like, Canada or Italy or something? Call them up.
Jason, that'd be a fair question.
My Fiat died, come and help me out here.
Why would you put me on the spot like that?
I
obviously don't know the answer to that. You knew that when you asked.
Well, first of all, you should have known it was a weird question because I wouldn't be caught driving a Fiat.
You wouldn't drive a Fiat.
No.
One of those, what is that? No. The, yeah. Those little...
The 500 A-bar? No.
Yeah, that's not you?
No, that's not me. I will drive an Alfa Romeo Giulia, though. I'll get behind the wheel of one of those.
What about that? What did Urkel drive? Isetta?
The Isetta?
Blocked on the punt! Grass Lake will recover, but that's where Michigan Center is going to get the football at the 43. Big special teams play by the Cardinals. And here we are talking about foreign cars and Michigan Center's. Ridiculous foreign cars, too, by the way.
Yeah. That was Jordan Cooper, the punter, blocking that punt there.
We got quarterbacks intercepting passes. We've got punters blocking punts. What's next?
See the highlights of this game on State Champs High School Sports Show, Sunday at 9 a.m. Fox Sports Detroit.
Center takes over.
Spread formation. Couple wings there for Hayward. And there's a handoff and brought down for about maybe a yard. And it's Roebuck on the carry.
Hayward hands off to Roebuck. He's taken in by number 64, Ryan Simmons.
Ryan Simmons with the tackle for the Warriors. 6'1", 265 senior defensive lineman for Grass Lake.
Hayward comes back with the Cardinals huddled up. Brings the play from the sideline. Second down and 8. In motion, the gives to Rock. No, he'll keep it. Pitches out. There's a head of steam, and that momentum takes him to about the marker. I think they're going to get a first down on the play, Jason.
Going to be close. Cole Sova with the carry.
He's taken down by number 24.
And that he was Gage Lee. Looks like he stopped him just a hair short of the first down marker. Good carry there by Cole Sova, 5'11 junior.
Third down, about a yard.
Roebuck going to be the lone back. A couple of wings for Hayward.
Third down and short.
8 in the box for the Warriors defensively.
Snap and give to Roebuck. Head of steam. He's got the first down and carry in the pile. Almost down. It's about the 27 before he stopped. Everybody was in on the tackle.
Down by what would you call that, an army of Warriors?
You might call that an army of Warriors.
Yeah. I think that's the first one in 3 years I've gotten right.
Under 2 minutes now here in the first half. Second quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. First down for the Cardinals. Western on the scoreboard now, 7-6 lead. And a give to Dawson Brown coming around the QB. And
it looks like the ball.
He's stopped for a short gain.
64, Ryan Simmons.
It looks like he's going to pick up about 3. Ryan Simmons on the stop. Good job by Brown to find the open hole. He had to cut back to get to it. But a good run nonetheless, picking up positive yardage.
Another Triple-A Jackson out-of-town scoreboard update. Jackson High with an interception and a run back for 85 yards. And now lead 15-14. As another pitch out, this time to Brown. Slips one defender, but there comes Trenton Holden again. Backbone for this defense, and he gets the stop. And Michigan Center's got a 3rd and 7 with a minute to go here in the half. As the update's coming fast and furious for me now, Jason. Western has scored and taking the lead 7-6 in their game with Mattawan.
I got one. 6:37 to go in the half. Lumen with a pick 6, 34-0. Also, looks like Yasiel Puig with a base hit in the World Series, giving the Dodgers a 2-1 lead right now.
All right. Making it a series there.
Yeah, need to do that to avoid the sweep.
Local sports are a victory for us.
1 minute left here in our first half. A timeout on the field. We'll say thank you to another one of our sponsors, the Lakeland Hills Golf Course.
Beautiful course.
And in great shape right now. No leaves.
Yeah.
So you can still get out there and play. They're open until December 1st.
Yep. Drove by there on my way in. Beautiful course. And it's a beautiful course year-round, but... especially right now, as late into the season as it is.
We're Rich Karasik and the crew over there.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping it looking good.
Have you been out lately? I know you were playing on Thursdays, I think, wasn't it?
I played a scramble a couple weeks ago, and I haven't played since.
Yeah. Doug Hansen, our resident expert. You'd think we would be the best golfing crew around with Doug Hansen in the building, but not so much. There's only so much he can teach.
There are guys. We got a couple guys.
Yeah, we do.
Just no one we know.
There's only so many ways he can teach.
Hayward fakes the give, keeps, and he'll be stopped short of the 20. It's going to make up a fourth down and short for Michigan Center. I got to imagine this is within Cosmet's kicking range.
Yep.
The offense, however, stays on the field here, fourth down and about four.
Interesting strategy with them, unless they're going to try to hard count and then bring Cosmet out.
35 seconds. And
fumbled.
Negan, they hand it off. And now he picks it up and starts running backwards. He lost it again.
Still lost it.
So we'll see what they're going
to. I got one official pointing to the ground. The other saying that Grasslake was able to pick up and run. And they're going to say the ground forced the fumble.
But a big defensive play nonetheless for Grasslake. They got themselves some field position with 27 seconds. You got a chance to make something happen here late. You can play the conservative route and go into the locker room.
But they don't get the ball back to start the second half. So you look for them with their spread offense to maybe take at least a shot or two down the field. And you can see that center is preparing for that. They've got a couple of bigger linebackers in there, but also you've got... who is that? Liam Odell out there. You've got Josh Jasek out there. A couple of speed guys who could tackle. And then their usual core of secondary.
Snap. And Hickey throws quickly. Little low, but picked up. And now he's running across field. Higgins on his feet. And he'll get over to the 45. Can't believe he caught that one at the shoelaces.
Yeah. And they don't have time to be... fiddling around here, because as soon as that the officials get set up, the clock's going with 18 to go.
16 now. And Hickey claps, takes the snap. Looking to throw. It's a little time now. He's racing around. Throws downfield and out of bounds. Incomplete. Stops the clock at 7 seconds for Grasslake.
Yeah, now really, I mean, if you want to try for the score, your only option is to look deep. And you've got Roger Hayward, Liam Odell, Jeremy Hall back there, back deep. Nick Torti is back there. And then you've got Carter Wiley on the other side, and it looks like we're going to get a timeout, Grasslake.
Talk it over. We'll keep it here. As we continue to have score updates coming in, we'll keep you going on that at the halftime. Our second quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Halftime coming up for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey carpet dealer. And we'll get you your Denny's halftime stats. Lots going on here for high school football. We'll get you a collection of all those scores around the area.
These burgers are from Denny's.
These burgers are from Denny's.
Do love a good Denny's burger.
Well, we were looking for some burgers tonight at Grasslake. I overheard somebody else was looking forward to the same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, got burgers tonight? There's no way we ran out of burgers, but I had a delicious hot dog instead.
And a slice of pizza.
Grilled to perfection. I had some pizza and some caramel corn. Thanks, Jason.
I had the same thing, so.
But you didn't eat all your caramel corn.
I've been saving it.
You're parsing it out.
I am.
It's healthier that way somehow.
I'm pacing myself. Definitely. That's at least that's the logic I'm going for, is that I'm pacing myself. I don't think I've had a moment where I've stopped eating since early March. Been preparing for winter.
Shotgun for Hickey. Three wide. Rolling right. Looking downfield. They give him good time. Now he's got pressure, though, and he'll get brought down at the 40. Time runs out in the half. Nothing doing for the Warriors. 7-0. They trail at the half. Back and forth first half. Both defenses making big plays. Special teams doing a great job on coverage on the punts. We'll look at all of that when we come back. Let's take 2 minutes here on the halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We'll come back and get your Denny's halftime stats and take a look at the area scores on K105.3, the playoff football frenzy.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson. And voted number 4 in the state. With gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill. At 501 Longfellow Avenue.
So you've been to every place in town looking for a bra that fits with no luck. Bras That Fit can help. Get a professional fitting from their experts and they'll help you find the perfect bra. Bras That Fit specializes in the hard-to-find sizes from very small to very large. Going on vacation? Bras That Fit has cup-size bathing suits year-round. They have a nice selection of negligees, lingerie, and other romantic gifts, too. Bras That Fit on Page Avenue near Sutton Road in Michigan Center.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half here. 7-0 Michigan Center. Offensively, statistically, some ball movement. Roger Hayward leading the way in rushing yards for both teams. You've got a... It's been really a story of defense for the most part. Michigan Center able to put one sustained drive together, and you get a one-yard touchdown from Roebuck. But really, it's just been kind of the game's been played really between the 30-yard lines here in the middle part of the field.
Yes,
just kind of back and forth, exchanging punts for the most part. And it's both defenses, for the most part, have made the big plays when they needed to, getting their defense off the field on third downs.
Yes, and that's been the key. It's been a defensive battle, which we expected it to be. Both of these teams can score frequently, I guess would be the best way to put it. But also, their defenses are no slouches either.
No.
And really, it's, defense has been the story of this one so far. A couple of picks, lots of sacks.
Plus, at this point, Jason, this is two teams familiar with each other. These coaches have been here for a little while, so you've seen the tape. You know what the offense likes to do. Again, for the drive with Michigan Center that ended in a score, it just seemed like it was a perfect combo of what they do, the read option for the quarterback a little bit, and he starts running, and then he uses that read option, and so they think they got him, and then he pitches to another guy, triple option stuff. They've just done some really good things on that drive. For the most part, Grass Lake has been, it's like they've been in the playbook with them a little bit,
and
it's just been back and forth. It's been fun to watch. Defensive battles can be good. If you're here, hopefully, sounds good on the radio, too, on our halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering in your Denny's halftime stats. I guess the two big plays that got real exciting was the Roger Hayward interception after he was intercepted by Trenton Holden. They exchanged interceptions, and so there's your Denny's halftime stats. These burgers are from Denny's?
Yes, they are. They're delicious. Love them.
So let's go ahead and get this out-of-town scoreboard going. What do we got for AAA Jackson on Wisner Street? They'll get you for insurance, and they'll help you with your travel.
Yes, they will. AAA of Jackson out-of-town scoreboard, Lumen Christie and Napoleon. Lumen well in front on this one, 40-7. Columbia Central leads Quincy 34-13. Western is up on Mattawan 14-6. Jackson, with a score, now leads Okemos 15-14.
And for the as far as I can recall, this is the third consecutive game where Xavier Edwards leaves with an injury. And apparently it's his foot, according to our reports.
Yeah, I believe we had talked about him possibly having some turf toe when he first missed a game or had to leave a game. And, you know, those can nag on you. I've had, you know, plantar fasciitis, and that's a pain, and you get that inflammation or the irritation in the foot and the toe, and it just makes planting and cutting it just very, very painful.
So down one weapon for the Vikings. They got the one-point lead again at our last update. We're here on the Hap, Michigan Center, and Grass Lake. Jason, what do you think what are they talking about in the halftime locker room? What are the adjustments?
Well, I think for Grass Lake, you got to continue to run what works. I mean, you've had the quick outs with the picks and getting space for your receivers seems to work. Running inside has not really been all that effective for Grass Lake, but you need some semblance of a running game if you're going to get those quick outs to work for you. Defensively for Grass Lake, they're really keep doing what you're doing. I mean, they've done very, very well defensively, shy for the one drive that Michigan Center just kind of ran all over them. And then for Michigan Center, on the other side of the football, offensively, you've got to turn up the pressure on them. It's been, I wouldn't really say conservative, but it's been somewhat conservative, mostly because Grass Lake has just been in Roger Hayward's face the entire time, and it's been tough for them to get anything going passing-wise, but the ground game has been relatively effective. Defensively, keep up the pressure, get in Sean Hickey's face, force him to make mistakes, and keep an eye out for those pick plays.
One, I think, Jason, you saw Grass Lake they ran a couple quick slants that went for gains, and I felt like they kind of didn't do that again. They chose to go with kind of an out route, different kind of focus there, and again, the running game, intermittently they've had success, but it hasn't been able to be sustained. I think it's almost just a matter of who's going to find a soft spot in the defense that they can exploit during this halftime talk. I honestly think we're in for a second half that's a lot like the first. And we'll see if somebody's able to seize a little bit of a good rhythm, a hot drive. Not a hot half, but a hot drive. And if the Cardinals can keep Grass Lake from doing that and get out of here with a 7-0 win, they'll take it. But I think Grass Lake's going to find a little something. I think I saw them drawing some stuff up on the sideline. I think they see some things, and I look forward to seeing what the adjustments are and if Grass Lake can get a little momentum, get themselves on the scoreboard here.
Yeah, Coach Cook and Coach Allen from Michigan Center, those are two of the best coaches in the area. I mean, these two teams are not as good as they are because of blind luck. You know, they have a good scheme, a good attack plan, and they make good halftime adjustments. They see things in the defense that maybe you and I miss. They see things offensively that they can do different, and you know, they're gonna make the right moves to put their team in position to win.
Well, they definitely see things that I miss. There's no question about that.
Me too.
So let's go ahead and we'll take a couple minutes here on the halftime for Collins Brothers 4, covering Jackson's exclusive Abbey Carpet Dealer. We'll hear from the MHSAA with This Week in High School Sports
featuring
WKHM's own Greg O'Connor. And then we'll come back and wrap up the halftime. 7-0, Michigan Center leads Grass Lake on K105.3 and online around the world at K105.3.com.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown. From 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
Vikings making history, trickery and communication, and football week in Michigan. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It's been a historic season for the football team at Jackson High School. Here's Greg O'Connor from MHSAA Network affiliate WKHM in Jackson.
Long a high school football afterthought, the Jackson High Vikings of head coach Scott Farley capped a dream season Friday night with a huge win at Lake Fenton 36-14. Without star running back Zaire Edwards, who was injured, Micah Kretzinger scored 5 touchdowns, helped the Vikings to their first unbeaten regular season ever, dating back to 1894, their first league title of any kind since 1942, winning the Southeastern Conference White Division. Jackson head coach Scott Farley.
Well, the kids, if they didn't know what they pulled off, their parents and the community have let them know what they've accomplished. It's been a really cool thing to see how so many people in person and on social media and all those kinds of things have been really supportive. And so from that perspective, it's been awesome. And as a coach, it's gratifying to accomplish that sort of thing over the course. You know, we've been here 6 years now, and to kind of slowly build to that point, and, you know, to feel like you're making good progress. Our JV team was 8-1. You know, we feel like this isn't going to be a one-hit wonder.
Jackson will host the Okemos Chieftains Friday night in the opening round of the playoffs. For This Week in High School Sports, I'm Greg O'Connor.
Thanks, Greg. Our MHSAA.TV game balls this week go out to the boys and girls cross country teams at Sault Ste. Marie, which swept the Upper Peninsula Division I titles at Munising last Saturday, and Annika Dye of Traverse City West, who won her third straight individual title at the Lower Peninsula Division I girls golf finals. You can read all about last weekend's finals in cross country, golf, and tennis on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Come on. Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
One of the long-term strategies in the game of football is deception. It has a lot of other names and most often goes these days by the name of trickery. Catching an opponent off guard can break a game wide open, but catching the officiating crew off guard is something you don't want to have happen, or else your big play may be blown dead inadvertently. That's why during the pregame meeting the officiating crew has with each head coach, one of the questions that will be asked is, "Coach, do you have any trick plays that we should be watching for?" And coaches, who are usually tight-lipped about a lot of their strategies, will be very open and describe in detail anything fancy that's in the playbook for that game. This type of communication gets coaches and officials on the same page and ensures that when trickery comes visiting, only the opponents are surprised.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The MHSAA football playoffs are an integral part of the Football Week in Michigan program conducted by Fox Sports Detroit. And Football Week is much more than a buffet of games Thanksgiving week. The Fox coverage begins this week in Kent City, up in Apple Country, north of Grand Rapids, where the local nature of high school sports in a small town will be celebrated with 2 days of activities, culminating Friday at 7 p.m. with Kent City hosting Saugatuck in a Division 7 playoff game you can watch live on Fox Sports Detroit Plus. Throughout the playoffs, Fox will cover 3 football playoff games each week on the Prep Zone on the Fox Sports Detroit website, and Thanksgiving week show replays of the 8-player football finals and provide live coverage of all 8 games of the 11-player football finals from Ford Field on Fox Sports Detroit Plus. So enjoy the playoffs, everyone, and catch some great games on cable and online on Fox Sports Detroit. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Phelps Towing has been serving Jackson for 35 years. They're pros at local and long-distance tows. What if you run out of gas, lock your keys in your car, hit a pothole, and now your tire's flat? With 24 trucks and locations in Jackson, Michigan Center, and Napoleon, no one's better equipped to help when you're stranded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Phelps Towing. Call them direct at 517-764-1921. That's Phelps Towing, 517-764-1921.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
Football Frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trust. Respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit bakerbuilders.net.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, just about to wrap up the halftime here for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson's exclusive Abbey carpet dealer, and reminding you they're still open even with the work that's going down there. The infrastructure repairs are going down on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson. You can still get into Collins Brothers Floor Covering.
That's right.
They'll welcome you down there. Thank you to Denny's for the halftime help. I would say thank you to John Johnson. He the host there of the This Week in High School Sports segment at the half, and he shipped out our...
Yes, he did.
Our media credentials today.
Thank you, sir.
Quick work by him. And he saving me a little bit because I always seem to be a little slow to the gun at getting that done.
Triple A of Jackson, out-of-town scoreboard update for you. First period, 15:27 to go. Andreas Athanasiou scores, 1-0 Red Wings. It's not often I get to say the Red Wings are leading this year, so...
That's true. Looking for win number 2
yes.
tonight.
At least we didn't set the record for the most consecutive losses to start a season.
A dubious record.
A record no one wants.
Thanks to Lakeland Hills on board for the game tonight with no leaves, so you can still get out there and play golf. Open until December 1st. And I don't know, weather stays like this, there'll be people out there playing until then, too.
Right.
Third quarter here, about to get underway, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't. Cardinals on the field to return here to start the second half, and you've got Nick Torty and Dawson Brown deep to receive. They're set up at about the 15-yard line. Well, 20 for Torty, and Brown will take a couple steps up. 12 minutes on the clock. We're ready to go third quarter. Grass Lake spreads out for the kick.
Brett Sherwood, the kicker for the Warriors.
Puts the boots to it up in the air. That'll drift back and be caught at the 20. And Brown running, standing on his feet. He'll get down to the 35 before a band of Warriors.
I like that one better. I do.
He's taken out at the 35, first and 10 for Michigan Center. Just underway here in the third quarter. Again, 7-0 lead for the Cardinals with the football. And again, save for one drive that they were able to get downfield on, Michigan Center has been held in check largely by this Grass Lake defense, led by Trenton Holden, who's had big plays over and over. His interception, a big sack at one point. Hayward keeps getting around the right end, spins, and dives forward to the 40.
Hayward on the keep.
About 5 yards on first down for Hayward. And he was the catalyst for most of what Michigan Center did well in the first half. Triple A Jackson update coming in for us on the out-of-town scoreboard. Okemos scores again, 20-15 now they lead at Jackson High. That one's going to go down to the end.
Yeah, it is.
Jackson, tough one in their opening round draw. Cardinals come out three wide, way split left for Josh Sisk. Hayward pitches out. That is Torty who takes it. Nick tries to cut it back upfield. Meets with a wall of defenders. He's got it out to maybe the 41. It'll leave it third down at about 4 yards for the Cardinals. First down marker at the 45.
Tackles came at number 24.
Yeah, that was a singular wall that he ran into by the name of Gage Lee, who's made some big stops in this one. Third and short. Lots of different ways that center can go here. Grass Lake's going to have to be wary of the read option, the triple option, the straight option.
The one thing they've done really well is Michigan Center has not really put it in the air much.
Yeah.
Even the interception they had was on a screen pass. So Hayward will throw there. And as if to just make me seem wrong, complete the pass for the first down to Carter Wiley at the 46-yard line, just enough for the first down. Michigan Center with a fresh set. And the next first down, they'll have to get into Grass Lake Warrior territory. 10-11 to go. Third quarter, 7-0 Cardinal lead.
Yeah, that was a good play call. Carter Wiley just gets just beyond the first down marker and plants, ready to receive the ball.
Shotgun here for Hayward, as usual. And he'll keep. And he's able to get ahead for about two, but not much more. Good job by Grass Lake. They're doing a good job of being in the right place for the Hayward read option, because if he doesn't give to the running back, he's been able to find a lot of space. But little by little, Grass Lake is closing that gap. Second down about 8 yards here for the Cardinals.
Yeah, good job by the Warriors to sniff out that read option there. Staying home, that's the key to beating the read option. They're stacking them up in the box, too. They've got eight in the box for the Warriors defensively.
And on second and 10, Hayward keeps it. Looks like he was looking to pitch to Brown, but the Warriors made it tough. He does get into Grass Lake territory, down to about the 49, and that'll bring up a third down and four.
And this defensive lineman, Craig Ferry, got through the line, sniffed out the option, and the key there is if you don't have the quarterback as your target, then you put yourself between him and the tailback to cut off the ability for him to pitch it back and let the other assigned guys take down the quarterback. Third and medium now for the Cardinals. They'll go four wide. Blitz coming for the Warriors.
Dawson Brown in motion. And he fakes it to him. Hayward dives into the line. He won't get to the first down. Stopped at about the 47, 48. if they give him a good spot. No, they'll go 47, so it's a decent spot for the Cardinals. And fourth down, it's still about 3 yards with 8:15 to go. And looks like the punt unit's going to come on. And this is a chance for Michigan Center to really shift the field position.
Yeah, the key is going to be the big defensive stop on the other side of this punt.
Good snap. He has time. Punts away. Nice high.
Good punt.
Punt. He's not going to return. Fair catch.
He's going to muff it, though. Fall on it.
And the Cardinals
somebody
get it.
Fall on it. That's a center football.
It was touched. Cardinal
yes, it
ball.
Was. He muffed the punt return. Signaled fair catch. Had plenty of space to reel it in. Kind of, it looked like it was going to go over his head, so he had to double back a little bit. Tried to go over the shoulder, and whoops.
Looks like it was Winston Higgins.
Yep.
On the return. Michigan Center football, first and 10 from the Grass Lake 16. So it went from a scenario where we were picturing Grass Lake maybe having the football deep in their own end of the field. Instead, Michigan Center comes up with the football. Breaks the huddle, looking to get to the line. 7:45 to go. Cardinals in the red zone. Call it luck, call it serendipity, but Michigan Center with a chance to add to their lead here. And there's a give to Roebuck. Find
wow.
the seam. He's down to the down to the 6 yard line. Looks like he might dive ahead to the 5. He's pulled down though, and it'd be close to that first down. We'll look for a signal.
He's tackled by number 40.
Yeah, Roebuck with just a huge head of steam. A lot of momentum shot out of that hole like a cannon.
Second down, about 1 for Michigan Center, so they can get a first down here. They're on the 7 yard line. They split two guys way out left. Dawson Brown in motion, takes the handoff. And he's met, stays on his feet, trying to get the outside. Nice tackle. They'll lose a couple on that one. Great job by Scott Crutchfield to pull down Dawson Brown in the open field.
Yeah, Dawson Brown is tough to bring down in the open field. Crutchfield did a great job there wrapping him up and hanging on. And that's been the key, is hanging on to Dawson Brown.
It's one of those where you go low, and he doesn't go down right away, but you just keep staying held on, so it's thighs, knees, and then you're down to the ankle, and he still can't get away.
And that's when you hope one of your teammates comes along and wraps up the rest of him, and that's exactly what happened on that play. Brown will split out wide to the left. Looks like they'll go 3 wide with a wing back.
Yeah, third and about 4 yards here for the Cardinals. Hayward back to pass. Looking to the end zone.
Got it.
He's got Wiley. Caught and touchdown. Carter Wiley one-on-one. Great throw by Hayward to put it low. Wiley goes down and slides in the end zone as he makes the catch. 13-0 Michigan Center with 6:09 to go in the third quarter. And it's the big special teams play that makes it happen for Michigan Center. Hayward now with a touchdown pass under his belt for the day.
Yeah, Carter Wiley just got the inside on the man that was covering him. That was James Helton. And a perfect strike by Roger Hayward for the score.
Hold is down, kick is up. Looks good from here. Officials agree. 14-0 Michigan Center. 30-second break, and we'll be back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Amazing Auto, featuring Michigan's largest showroom with over 5,000 square feet of accessories. Amazing Auto has everything from window tinting to remote car starters, Reflex sprayed-on bedliners, and every automotive accessory you could ever think of. Amazing Auto, Mid-Michigan's largest source for automotive accessories. Visit Amazing Auto at their new location on the corner of Page and Detman.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
6:09 to go here, third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. The Cardinals double up on their lead. It's 14-0. The Grass Lake offense starting to feel like they have to score in this possession.
Yeah,
they almost has that feeling. Ball teed up on your 40-yard line. Grisco and Quietek back deep to return. Kick is up, and it's long, caught at about the 4.
And miffs that one.
Picks it up at the 5. He's still got a little bit of room to return. Slides in between a couple defenders, and at the 15, does everything he can do to stay on his feet. He's pulled down, 1st and 10 for Grass Lake.
Carter Wiley, Andrew Torty in on that tackle. TJ Racer in there as well.
Another out-of-town update for AAA Jackson on Wisner Street. Jackson High inside the Okemos 5 with 1st and goal, trailing 20-15. 6:01 to go here in our tilt. Michigan Center with a 14-0 lead, 85 yards away from a touchdown here for Grass Lake. Hickey, quarterback, Grisco in motion. Snap comes to Hickey looking to throw. Going deep, out and up route. Crutchfield tries to come back to the football. There was a little contact. The Warrior sideline wanted a flag on the play. Really, it looked like Crutchfield's arm just was out, and he made contact with the defender.
Yeah.
Pretty good coverage. The throw was probably a little short. I like the shot downfield on first down. They haven't really taken a deep shot in a while.
And even going back to the reading game, we've kind of noticed lately that Sean Hickey's arm just, his throwing mechanics don't look right for some reason.
There's a handoff to Quietek on second down, and he's got everything he needs for first down and then some. Move it out to the 28. 1st and 10 for the Warriors. They moved it back 27.
And there's that lightning bolt that Quietek brings to that backfield with Holden. And
well-blocked play, Jason, and plus, on that one, you kind of give a little bit of, because they tried the deep pass, it made the run. They had to respect the deep ball, so that left a little space for the run on second down. Here on first down, the handoff goes to Trent Holden. He's brought down. He'll lose about half a yard.
Yeah, that was all predicated on the snap. It basically was a ground ball to Hickey. He scooped it up, and by the time he was able to make the transition to Holden, center was in the backfield.
There's the snap. Hickey gives to Quietek, working to the right side, trying to find a place to turn it up. It won't materialize. He'll lose a couple yards there. And Boomer Perry, credit for the tackle. 3rd down and 12 for Grass Lake. 5 minutes left in the third.
Boomer Perry, all conference this year. And he kind of moves around a little bit. He can get onto the D-line, rush the edge. He can play linebacker. He's a very solid offensive lineman as well.
Versatile kid. Big third down play here for Grass Lake. Shotgun, Hickey back to pass. Looking downfield.
Got him.
Little
man.
Overthrown. He had him. You could see it come off his hands. That one, he threw a rocket.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't quite catch up. Intended on the play was Canning.
Yeah, and that was that throw looked a little better. Probably the best ball he's thrown all night long. Mm-hmm. And it just looked a little bit more natural, a little bit more fluid in his mechanics, getting the ball off out of his arm, and that'll send out the punt team.
4th and 12, and here comes a punt. AAA of Jackson, out-of-town scoreboard update. Jackson High has scored 22-20. The score, Vikings take the 2-point lead. Punt gets the football out to about the 46-yard line. We'll look for an official spot, about 46. Cardinals will get the football back in Grass Lake territory with 4:26 to go in the third quarter for Minuteman. Sewer and drain cleaning. They've cleaned drains, others can't. And let's see, we get an update from Western and Mattawan. Mattawan scored. 2-point conversion is good. That game's tied at 14 apiece. AAA of Jackson getting plenty of mentions here today on the out-of-town scoreboard. Shotgun for Hickey. Hayward. Hayward with the read option keeps. Takes it down to the 40.
Carson Cannon, Gage Lee on the stop for the Warriors.
Nice gain of first down for Hayward. 5 yards. Second and five. Some great games around the area today. Get all the scores tomorrow morning. Sports Saturday with GOC, Tom Ratchford, John Manzer. WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Second down play for the Cardinals from the 40-yard line. And Hayward gives to Roebuck this time. Roebuck's got that. He looks like Craig Hayward when he gets that football. From Roger Hayward to Craig Hayward. Just kind of puts the head down, finds that gap, tight. And just, yeah, yep. Really protects the football.
The lost art of being a big tailback built like a fullback. The old Mike Allstott, Craig Haywards.
Jerome Bettis. Though Bettis, to me, had a little more wiggle than what Roebuck's displaying tonight. But that kind of, that's those kind of runners it reminds me of. Third down and one for Michigan Center.
Natron Means.
That's a nice name drop.
Blast from the past.
Brown goes in motion. The handoff is to Roebuck again. He's got the first down distance. Spins his way down to the 33 before he's stopped. Move the chains. Fresh set of downs for the Cardinals. 2:54 to go third quarter. Things looking good for Michigan Center. Up 14-0. Driving.
That was always the way to go on Tech Mobile if somebody picked the Raiders. You just go Natron Means or Christian Okoye.
Christian Okoye, man. He was a big dude, but he carried that up high. He carried his strength up high.
He was high. Good old Tecmo Super Bowl. I played that the other day. Busted out my old Nintendo.
I think you might have just inspired me to do that same thing. Well, I have it on Sega Genesis.
Ah, okay. The newer one.
Yeah, we'll get a timeout from the Michigan Center Cardinals. We'll take 30 seconds ourselves. 2:26 to go. 14-0 Michigan Center and driving on K105.3.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
26 to go. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Grass Lake High School. Michigan Center looking for revenge for a loss, their only loss on the season to this point. They can avenge that here if they can hold on to a 14-0 advantage. For another 14 minutes and 26 seconds. First down, Hayward pitches out, and there's some room to run. Dives forward, he's going to be short of the first down. About 9 yards on the first down play. And he hasn't been used a ton, but when he does, it's been effective. And that is Cole Sova for Michigan Center.
Yeah, he's a junior. Sort of underutilized in this game, at least. He's 5'11", 180, so he brings a good mix of size and speed, kind of a complementary back to Roebuck and Dawson Brown and Roger Hayward.
Under 2 minutes in the third. Hayward back to the line with three wideouts, and this time he uses the read option he keeps, and maybe not the correct read. He's going to be stopped for a loss, and we'll get a flag in late. What was that for? A little extracurricular?
I believe so. The center sideline is clapping, and they're going to want to take the penalty here. It looks like a lot of them are waving, yeah, we want the penalty. Makes sense because it'll likely end up with a first down.
Waiting for the signal from the white hat. Here he comes. Personal foul, and that'll go against Grass Lake.
Yeah, likely a late hit, perhaps.
And he'll get some cheers from the Cardinal sideline. As one of the cheerleaders was, I caught it out of my peripheral. She was upside down for a moment. being held up by her legs. I don't know if they were doing a cheer or they were shaking her down for change.
I don't know. So they do have one of the best programs in the state for cheerleading, so it probably was something they pulled out of their bag of tricks.
Big set here for Michigan Center. Three backs. Wiley is the deep one. And no handoff. Hayward keeps. Races to the sideline. He's pushed out. So he's not going to get much, if anything, on the first down carry. And actually, they got him for about a yard loss. Second down and 11. First down marker for the Cardinals set on the 4-yard line. Second down and 10 from the 14. Cardinals now spread it back out. And that's time to give to Roebuck. He leans forward to about the 10-yard line before he stopped.
Roebuck on the carry. He's tackled by number 6, Carson Canning.
109. Taken away here in the third. 14-0 Michigan Center.
Yeah, and you can tell they're not in really any big hurry to pick up first down, score the touchdown. They're just going to kind of take a nice leisurely pace down the field, chew up as much clock as they can heading into the late stages of this game, well within field goal range.
Yeah, I guess a good word to use would be urgency, Jason. They don't have urgency
right to
get to the line. They want to eat up a chunk of clock with every play. With a 2-score advantage. Pitch out and
he's throw.
Running back pass. He's got it. Into the end zone. Carter Wiley with a second touchdown reception. Nick Torti, the passer on that play. The gadget works to perfection. 20-0. Michigan Center expands their lead to 3 scores.
Just an awesome little gadget play, the big pitch to Torti.
And Torti threw that like a laser. Really nice throw. Cardinals line up for the extra point. 32 seconds to go in the third, and they can make it 21-0. The kick is up. Looks good from here. Looks good on the field, too. 30-second break. We'll be back with a kickoff. Cardinals move their lead up to 21-0 on K105.3.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
See Boyle, Jason Smith. Final 32 seconds of the third quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. All of our high school football playoff coverage this year brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, serving the Jackson community since 1988. The right repair is no accident. Grisco and Quietek back to return for the Warriors. This one goes to the left side. Quietek picks it up and runs. Up the sidelines, got some room, weaving between defenders. And he's brought down, but about the 45-yard line. Excellent field position here for Grass Lake for the final 26 seconds of the third. Warriors need to score big time now.
Yeah, they have to score on this possession. Whether or not they do it in the next 26 seconds is one thing, but they have to pick up a score here.
AAA of Jackson crosstown scoreboard. Okemos has answered. 28-22 now they lead Jackson High.
That one's a barn burner indeed.
AAA of Jackson on Wisner Street. You can get your insurance there, and you can get set up with travel plans there as well.
Yeah.
Thanks to them for being on board for the Uptown Scoreboard throughout our playoff run on the radio here.
Roadside coverage by AAA as well came in handy many a time for me.
Hickey out of the shotgun here for Grass Lake. First and 10 from their own 45. Back to throw. And he gets a little pressure. He eludes it. He's on his feet. Now he's on the run. And he'll get about 3 yards before he's chased out of bounds on the Michigan Center sideline.
Smart play. Didn't have anything down the field. He was looking that way and had a little bit of open space and pick up some positive yardage and stop the clock at the same time. Good, smart heads-up play by Sean Hickey.
They'll give him 2 yards on the play. Second down and 8. Hickey's got Kwiatek and Holden in the backfield with him now. 3 wide. Good protection. Throwing downfield. Caught at the marker. Did he stay on his feet? He did. So he'll get an extra 4 yards after the catch. Grisco with a reception into Cardinal territory. And they do spot it back where he made the catch.
Yeah. Okay.
So he did. His knee did go down.
Yep.
I didn't hear a whistle.
I didn't either.
So they kind of let that play extend a little bit. But first and 10. Quick play here for Grass Lake. Looking deep.
Long.
And Crutchfield's out there. Got it. Catch! He can't stay on his feet, but he does get deep into Cardinal territory for Grass Lake. Down to the 17.
Roger Hayward got beat deep. And one of Hickey's favorite targets, Scott Crutchfield, comes up big. 2 seconds left in the quarter. And it'll be a question of whether they let the time run out or if they call a timeout here. I think I almost have to save them, but it looks like they're going to use one here.
I don't think they will. Are they going to try and let them
center
set it and snap it?
I don't know. I think they have to. Yep, there goes the clock.
There goes the clock, and it runs out.
Nope.
So there's your whistle. So 2 seconds to go. Grassley can't get the playoff quick enough. That'll end the third quarter. 12 minutes to go in this one. 21-0. Michigan Center leads, but Grass Lake has got some momentum. That sideline is as excited as it's been for in a little while here. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back with the fourth quarter on K105.3.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
The Boyle, Jason Smith, our final 12 minutes of this one. Fourth quarter of our game is brought to you by Airflow Heating and Cooling, providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952. What's happening in 1952? Greg O'Connor was getting his
driver's license, probably. He might have been teething. I don't know.
He was graduating college. And
on his third job of his late 20s, I don't know. AAA
Jackson. No one knows how old he really is.
Out-of-town scoreboard, Reading 36, Pittsburgh 21. Getting ready to start the second half. So Pittsburgh now 21 points in the first half. It's the most Reading has allowed all year.
Back to pass again. Screen set up. They get it to Trenton Holden. He's going to get first down distance. He's going to make a run at the goal line. They'll stand up there at about the 7-yard line, but a great play call from the Grass Lake sideline to set up the screen pass. Holden makes Cardinals pay, and it'll be first and goal for Grass Lake. They get 4 tries at the end zone from here. Still a lot of time. That 21-0 deficit's looking a little less daunting now when you got a chance to score.
Western Mattawan tied at 14 as well.
Triple A of Jackson out of town scoreboard. Here's your shotgun to Hickey, and he gives to Trenton Holden. He's got room, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Grass Lake. Holden with the best hole he's had all night. Couldn't come at a better time. 21-6 Grass Lake on the scoreboard. Special teams out to attempt the point after. Cut this lead to 2 scores, and Grass Lake back in business. Soon as they started opening up that deep passing game, Jason, things just started to go right
for them.
Big plays to, I think Grisco had one. We definitely had a Crutchfield sighting. And now a failure on the extra point. But Grisco's got it. He's got a shot at it. Slips between a couple defenders. Gets out of the two but can't get in for the two-point conversion. 21-6. Failed to tap. 30 seconds here for the break on K105.3. We got a kickoff coming your way.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, our final 11:36 of this one in the fourth quarter for Airflow Heating and Cooling. Might need some of that heating this weekend.
Supposed to be a little rainy all weekend.
It is. You're busy tomorrow.
I am.
Broadcasting live for Performance Automotive on Airport Road right here on K105.3. Mm-hmm. They've got a big demo days going on. So you ever wanted to try some of that equipment like a chainsaw, try one before you buy it. You can do that at the Steel Demo Days, Performance Automotive Northwest.
Yeah. I need a plow for my tractor for the driveway, so maybe I'll look into that.
They're the ones that can help you. There's your kickoff. End over end down to the 10. Dawson Brown's got it. Slow playing it, but he gets the line. He's still on his feet, dodging tacklers to the 25 and up to the 30-yard line. The pile goes. I don't know where Dawson Brown is in the midst of all those Warriors, but he's going to be close to the 30-yard line where Michigan Center will get the football back. With 11:27 remaining.
Brown on the carry,
sacked by number 30 yard line for the Cardinals. Hayward gets the play from the sideline.
Get that clock started. They'll be in no hurry to stop it.
Grass Lake, meanwhile, looking for a big defensive stand here. In the motion, the give is to Roach. No, the keep for Hayward down the 32-yard line. He'll get a couple on first down, second and eight. That read option for Hayward. Not going for as big a gains as it was in the first half, Jason.
Yeah, it wasn't. They've learned to sort of stay home like we talked about during the halftime, and it's paying dividends for them so far.
21-6, Michigan Center with the lead and the football. Grass Lake defense looking to come up big here after their first score. And fakes the pitch, give is to Brown coming from the other side, and again, no room to run for the Cardinals.
Trenton Holden there to make the stop. Third and long now for the Cardinals. Yeah,
maybe a yard on the play, at least seven here for the first down for the Cardinals.
Michigan Center has to pay close attention and not fall into the trap of, instead of playing to win, playing not to lose, because that will bite you almost every time.
And Hayward back to pass, rolling out, throws it, gets it away, caught. And he's got first down distance, and a great job by Carter Wiley to establish possession inbounds. Reels that one in at a 41-yard line. The Michigan Center moves the chains on third down. 10:04.
Got both feet down. Very well done.
Real sure-handed Wiley. Catches it with the hands. You know, it's not making the breadbasket catch. He goes right up and grabs it and does it. Just a nice job on the catch every time we've seen him catch it.
Yeah.
I don't think he is. I don't have him down on my stat sheet for a drop at all today.
Not yet. Jason.
Hayward out of the snap, gives to Roebuck. Driving the pile. Look at him still going. That was a power run if I've ever seen one.
Hands off to 32.
Close to midfield before they stop the pile. Roebuck on the carry. We'll see if it's... Right now, I see the official here has got it just shy of the 50-yard line. We'll have the nose of the football right up against midfield, second down, and about a yard. maybe yard and a half with 9:12 to go. As the Cardinals keep moving the chains and keep the clock running, it's their friend now. That clock, the quicker it can go away, the quicker they get out of here and move on to next week's matchup with the Lumen Christi Napoleon winner that looks like, barring a miracle, will be Lumen Christi. Handoff on second down. First down distance is there for Kolsova into Grass Lake territory, and the Cardinals move the chains one more time as the clock ticks down now inside 9 minutes. Grass Lake could use a big play right about now on the defense. Trenton Holden's made his fair share of big defensive plays tonight. Interception in the first half, and then a really big sack against Hayward. Also, 8:26 now before the Cardinals get to the line. Give goes to Brown, and he cuts through a couple defenders. He's going to get down to the 40 before he's stopped and falls over the pile inside the 40 to about the 38 almost. Looks like they've got that spot at the 39. That'll be a second down, another 2 yards. Big gains on first down, really opens up the playbook for you with that second and short.
Yeah, it gives them the ability to eat clock away. You know, first down after first down, you're stopping the clock after every possession, or after every play. But in this case, you pick up 8. You have a manageable next down and second down. The clock's still moving the entire time you're huddled up. Works out well.
7:42 as they snap the football. Give to Roebuck again. He's got the first down distance. And he'll be brought down inside the 35. Down to the 34. And it's a first and 10 for the Cardinals, so they move the chains. And the clock stops at 7:36 till they get that football set. There, we'll start the clock. 21-6 lead for the Cardinals, driving now. Grasslake seeing less and less time left for their comeback attempt. Wiley split wide to the right for Hayward, but the handoff goes to Roebuck. Nope. Hayward keeps spin move down to the 31. He meets up with some Warrior defense, and he's run out of bounds. And they'll put that right on the 31-yard line. Second down and about 7-6 for Michigan Center.
Yep, clock still moving.
Now inside 7 minutes, 6:46. Really making this fourth quarter shorter with this long, drawn-out drive for Michigan Center. Fourth quarter brought to you by Airflow Heating and Cooling. Our entire playoff broadcast season brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. There's the give. Nope. Hayward keeps. And he'll run into a Warrior defense that stops him at about the 28-yard line. And that'll set up a third and about 5.
He's tackled by number 56.
On the 29. Third down to 5 for Michigan Center. They'll get the play from the sideline. Six minutes left here now in the fourth. 21-6 Michigan Center lead. Grass Lake needs a stop.
Third and medium. Lots of different options at your disposal. Michigan Center not in any big hurry at all to get this play off here. And they're going to take the delay of game penalty. Nope, they're going to get the timeout.
Timeout for the Michigan Center sideline with 5:42 to go. 21-6 day lead. Let's take a 30-second break. Get you your final 5:42 of this one on K105.3.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, two teams that ended the regular season the same record, 8-1. Battling it out on the field tonight for a chance to move on in the playoffs. 21-6 Michigan Center leads, 5:42 left in the game. And the Cardinals have driven the football quite a distance here. Now they come up against the third down for the second time on this possession. 5 yards between them and the first down marker. And, of course, the Grass Lake defense in their way as well. See what they drew up during the timeout. Hayward back to pass. And he's going deep to the end zone. He's got a man.
He got it.
Wiley's got it. Touchdown. Wow. Wiley. His third reception for a touchdown in this game.
Wow.
Hayward threw it up there. And Wiley, you like to say it, Jason, he went to the high point of that football. Goes soft. Pliable hand. Something he's got. Stick him on. That one is glue on him.
I don't know how he came down with that.
Doesn't go away. He went up high to get it, brought it down, and just like that, 27-6. Michigan Center looking to move on to the playoffs. Extra point coming up here with 5:35 to go. Snaps there. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it is 28-6. Michigan Center in front at Grass Lake High School. The Warriors will try to answer. 30-second break, and we're back with more football on K105.3, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
So you've been to every place in town looking for a bra that fits with no luck. Bras That Fit can help. Get a professional fitting from their experts, and they'll help you find the perfect bra. Bras That Fit specializes in the hard-to-find sizes from very small to very large. Going on vacation? Bras That Fit has cup-size bathing suits year-round. They have a nice selection of negligees, lingerie, and other romantic gifts, too. Bras That Fit on Page Avenue near Sutton Road in Michigan Center.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
DeBoyle, Jason Smith, and Grass Lakes. Chances are running out with 5:35 to go here in the fourth. They'll send back a couple guys to return here, Grisco and Quitek. Oh, it looks like it's Crutchfield, actually, on the other side. There goes your kick. Crutchfield will get it. It's not Crutchfield. We got another player out here. He gets to the 20. He's got some room. We got a flag out there. He stopped at the 25.
Evan Keeter.
Flag on the play.
On the return.
Braden Leithen. Was it 80?
I thought it was 20. But I'm blind, so.
Well.
Like to announce that there's $1 pizza right now.
Anyway, we'll wait and see what the flags are and where the status
block
stands.
In the back.
That's going to go against the Warriors. That's not helpful.
And that's a spot foul, so that's going to take them way on back.
See where they get this spotted, and what Grass Lake's got to work with, a 5:27 to go. Stay tuned following the final gun. We'll get you the Yesery Bob Subway player of the game. They do box lunches for athletic teams, so if you've got a hungry team to feed, get in touch with those Yesery Bob Subways all over the Jackson area.
That's right. Love me a good Subway. Shotgun pass to Canning, and he dropped it. Canning had a nice little out route, planted himself on the 20, had it right in his breadbasket and dropped it. Roger Hayward had the soft coverage there. Second down and 10 for the Warriors. Four receiver set, two on each side. Trent Holden back with Sean Hickey.
Hickey will take the snap, looking to throw. Pump fakes. Ooh, and now he's got
sack.
Pressure, and he's brought down. And again, that Michigan Center defensive line, a difference maker on the defensive side of the football. And Julian Putnam.
He's taken down by number 57.
Makes that sack. Great job. Because Putnam gets him, but he always seems to have a running mate there, too. And this time it was Andrew Pulowski who got in there. Of course, they've had their fair share of Boomer Perry all day. Brock Kuhn has been a force down there. Yes, just he has.
That D line is tough.
Third down at about 19. Throwing out of his end zone, they set up a screen and get it out to Holden. He catches, but a good defensive play to bring him down near the 10-yard line. Liam O'Dell with the tackle.
Good job by Liam O'Dell to react to that.
4:32 in the clock running. It's a 28-6 deficit for Grass Lake. Hickey's getting the play from the sidelines. So fourth down at about 13.
Hickey eyeballed that screen the whole way, but if he would have looked in the other direction, he had Winston Higgins on a wheel route wide open.
So that was the feeling of the last chance for Grass Lake. Canning in motion, back to pass. Hickey throws. There's Crutchfield. He's got it. First down, Scott Crutchfield. What a bullet throw there by Hickey. Crutchfield showing his soft hands, reeling that one in, and they move the chains in Grass Lake with new life here with 4:01 to go.
Yeah, Hickey had Putnam right in his face, let go of a strong throw.
Hickey back to pass again. Good job. The offensive line gives him time, goes deep, up in the air, and just beyond Steven Grisco.
Hickey's pass
and incomplete.
Carter Wiley.
Good job by the Grass Lake offensive line on that one.
Yeah, he held up strong. Carter Wiley was with Grisco step for step.
Good coverage on the play by the Cardinals. Grass Lake O-line standing up as we were just lauding the defensive line for Michigan Center. Grass Lake offensive lineman said, watch this.
Yeah, and a good shot down the field by Hickey. Good throw.
We'll try and do it again here. Hickey back to pass. The protection is there. He pump fakes, pulls it down, out, finds some space, gets a man downfield. It's tipped.
Almost picked.
Good effort by Canning to try and hold that in. It goes up off his hands at first, and he's still making effort as he's pulled down to the ground. Can't come away with it. Incomplete. Third down and 10 for Grass Lake with 3:43 to go.
Good timing on the hit by Nick Torti to separate the football from Carson Canning. Jeremy Hall, right place, right time there. Nearly had that ball picked off.
Hickey in the 10.
Trips left.
Back to pass, Hickey again. And there's a throw, overthrown, Crutchfield. And incomplete. 3:38 to go.
Pass is incomplete, intended for...
Fourth down. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. Looks like your last chance for the Warriors.
Yeah, Scott Crutchfield.
Oh, go ahead.
As Scott Crutchfield wanted the flag there. He fell down on the route. Tried to, it looked like maybe incidental contact.
No.
But
Torti pushed it.
It was non-catchable anyway, but uh-huh. Yeah. I didn't see the push, but Torti, yeah, was with him step for step. So if it was there, it wouldn't surprise me.
That was fully intentional contact. 14-14 still for our AAA of Jackson out-of-town scoreboard Western tied with Mattawan. Hickey gets a pass.
Picked off.
Carter Wiley. He's got the good hands, and now he's in the end zone for a fourth time tonight.
Wow.
3:29 to go. Pick six for Carter Wiley. And Michigan Center leads 34-6. Carter Wiley having the gem of a game tonight for Michigan Center.
Man, just an impressive performance by Carter Wiley.
Cardinals will line up for the extra point.
How great has Carter Wiley been in this game for Michigan Center?
Difference maker.
Paying dividends.
Just an absolute difference maker tonight, Jason. And this is a Michigan Center team that we saw an offense be very good earlier in the year. But Carter Wiley adds an entirely different aspect, a true receiver downfield. The extra point is good, and we're at 35-6. 3:29 to go, 30-second break, and we'll come back and finish this one up. At Grass Lake High School, the Cardinals lead 35-6 on K105.3.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Boyle, Jason Smith, 3:29 left in our fourth quarter for Airflow Heating and Cooling. All of our playoff coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. It's a 35-6 Cardinal lead. The kickoff team is on the field after the Carter Wiley pick six. That one is up, and that'll bounce about the 15 and another. Struggle on returning, and that's down to four, where he picks it up, and the Cardinals, a block of Cardinals, bring him down, and Grass Lake will take the football inside their five-yard line.
Yeah, that is. It looked like he might be hoping to get that ball out of bounds and get the whistle, but
just
hugged that line for all it was worth, and now probably the worst possible field position you could have if you're the Warriors trying to put points on the board late in this game.
About the fourth time tonight, too, Jason, we've seen them struggle with making a fair catch or returning one of those kicks. They've just been a struggle on special teams, and that's really, as much as Carter Wiley has been superb tonight, and he has, some of the big turning points in the game have happened on special teams.
Yeah.
A muffed punt that gave Michigan Center a really good field position and got them that two-score lead. And now in cases like this, the field position has just been bad for Grass Lake. And now the handoff on first and 10. They look for a little breathing room. We get about a yard.
Looks like that was Sean Holcomb with his first carry of the game, getting in late. The final three minutes, I guess we'll say.
We've got a big moment going on for that Western game as they hand off on second down and don't find much more breathing room. Bring up third and about seven. Mattawan with the football driving against Western, but they're it's a fourth and two. They're inside the Western 21-yard line. They take a delay of game and fourth and seven. Mattawan will go for it. So we continue to check out other scores for Triple A of Jackson over on Wisner Street. Hickey for a shot at third down, and he'll look to throw, giving good time. He gets out open, was canning, and he just missed it. Incomplete fourth down for Grass Lake.
Yeah, just a little bit low there. Cannon couldn't quite reel it in, and that's going to bring up fourth down. 2:29 to go in this final quarter. The punt team out. Brent Sherwood getting ready to punt it deep, and Nick Torti back deep to receive.
Jason, another score coming in. Upset underway over at Withington. 31-22 now. Okemos leads the Vikings. Pretty good punt there. Get out to the 40. And that one was muffed, but the Cardinals had a guy ready to recover. So at the 37-yard line, Michigan Center will take over with 2:22 still left in this tilt, 35-6. So Okemos hit a 29-yard field goal. 2 minutes left. They lead by nine.
So definitely, now they need two scores to pull even there.
Western got the stop. So at a 14-14 tie with a minute 44 to go, Western's got the football and a chance to score at the end of regulation to win.
And that would be heartbreaking for Jackson High.
And a little miscue there on first and 10 for the Cardinals. Backup quarterback Joe Olkowski into the game and looking to run that read option and kind of missed the handoff part of the play. Took the dive anyway. He'd get about a yard on first down for Michigan Center as I continue to try to keep an eye on some of these other games. Jackson High in danger of losing here, seeing their first loss of the season be one that knocks them out of the playoffs.
Yep. Joel Kowski, by the way, the 6'2", 165 sophomore for the Cardinals.
Takes the snap, hands off to Soba, and Cole Soba will dive ahead for about another yard, third down and about 8 now for Michigan Center. Clock running down to now 1:32 as we tick our way to the end of this one. Michigan Center will look to move on where the Titans are waiting for them over on Spring Arbor Road. 35-6, Cardinals looking to win here. That's going to be a tough matchup for Michigan Center or for anybody else
in the area. Yeah, well, Center said they wanted another shot at Grass Lake. They got it, and they made the most of it. And they also said at the beginning of the year they wanted another shot at Lumen, and they're about to get what they ask for here.
There's the snap, and there's a handoff on third down and long, and a dive. He'll wrestle his way down to the 30 before he stopped. That's going to bring up fourth at about 4 yards.
That was Colin Pointer, the 6'160 senior. Tackled by Cameron Darrow.
42 seconds. Well, I'll get you to the post game here. Player of the game for Yessiree Bob Subway Restaurants here in Jackson.
Gee, I wonder who that's going to be.
I think I got a pretty fair idea. Don't ruin the suspense, Jason.
I'll bury the lead here.
And there's your fourth down play for Michigan Center. Stuffed. Gressick will get it one more try here with 18 seconds. Whoops. With 18 seconds to go. A little personnel change. The Cardinal defense back onto the field.
And that looks like their second-team defense out there with
a few of the first-teamers.
Roger Hayward, Liam O'Dell are still out there, but looks like Richie Mays is now out onto the field. We've got Cameron Wells is out there. Ryan Frederick. Definitely a second-team defensive line. Corey Ahrens making up the fourth of that four-man line.
The second team offense out there for Grass Lake. Well, the receiving core is the first teamers. They bring that the backup QB out. And the snap is high. The running back catches it off the tip. Takes it into the line. Snap goes up over the head of backup QB Carson Farley.
Good heads up play,
and that'll run out the clock. Your final from Grass Lake High School, 35-6. The Warriors see their season come to an end. Two straight losses to wrap it up. Tough losses, but against good teams. A solid campaign again for the Grass Lake Warriors. And Michigan Center avenges an earlier loss in the season. Move on to a tough opponent next week in Lumen Christie. Let's take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back and get your player of the game. Look back over this one and set things up for our next broadcast. Your final again from Grass Lake. Michigan Center Cardinals 35, the Grass Lake Warriors 6 on K105.3.
Is your car starting to scare you? Well, don't be afraid. Bring it to me.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
Hi, Skip Young, Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, and I can help you with up to $4,000 guaranteed money for your old car. Use it to buy a 2019 Kia Sorento with a third row, normally $29,000, now just $22,900. Or a 2019 Kia Soul, normally $18,860 for just $12,860. And all credit is always welcome at Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, because I want to see you in a Kia.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
Get up to $4,000 guaranteed money for your scary old car, regardless of mileage or condition, at Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards. KiaGiants.com.
Max trade toward the purchase of select models, prices plus tax and tags expires 10/31/18.
I'm Troy Allen, a principal and the varsity football coach at Michigan Center Junior Senior High School. In Michigan Center, we always do things the Cardinal way. That philosophy applies to all the students and staff at Michigan Center schools. The Cardinal way means you are prepared, passionate, and poised. Our goal above all else at Michigan Center Schools is to prepare our students to be successful once they graduate, regardless of what career path they choose to follow. We incite passion in our students through our focus on relationships and a culture of kindness. We promote poise by demanding high character behavior and work ethic that translates to any post-secondary path. We know that if our students do things the Cardinal way, they will find unlimited success in life. To learn more about Michigan Center Schools, check out our website at mccardinals.org. Michigan Center Schools, where success begins. Go Cardinals.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our three Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Yeah, your live coverage of high school football brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving the Jackson community since 1988, the right repair is no accident. Thanks to Phil and Barb and all of them over there and all of our sponsors tonight. Our player of the game for Yesery Bob Subways. They do box lunch program for area sports teams. So if you got a hungry team, you're looking to feed them, a great way to do so is with Yesery Bob Subways. Right. I had Subway for lunch today. It was fantastic.
Always
that
is.
That would seem to have some new option, too, that I always have to go, oh, maybe I should get that instead of what I was already planning to get.
Yeah, they got a turkey sandwich for the Thanksgiving season with a cranberry sauce or something, and I haven't tried it yet, but it looks really good. I'm a food nerd.
So, player of the game, Carter Wiley.
Oh yeah,
four touchdowns. He was the difference maker tonight. From the first time these two teams played, they didn't have a full strength, fully integrated Carter Wiley. He fits into this offense now. He completes them, I think. You saw just the running game. We saw they had the running weapons all along, but then they start going to the air, and Carter Wiley is a tremendous receiver out there. He's got height, length. He's quick. He's strong. And he was the difference maker for the Cardinals tonight. Honorable mention, obviously, Roger Hayward. That first score, which really set the margin of victory up, Roger Hayward was the catalyst for that, but afterwards Carter Wiley, they turned it over to him and touchdown after touchdown, and then he makes the big defensive play, and he was the thing that distanced the two teams tonight.
Yeah, definitely, and he gives you an interesting dynamic. It allows you to move Dawson Brown from like a deep threat slot receiver to a wing back, give him more versatility at jet sweeps, inside runs. He can also run passing routes from that position. You put him inside of Carter Wiley, and it gives you a whole different dynamic to go with your option run scheme that you have, and it just makes Michigan Center significantly more complete, if you can really call it that. They were complete before, but now they become even more complete with this additional weapon at the disposal of Roger Hayward.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the next matchup, Michigan Center and Lumen Christie. I mean, you say those two teams, Lumen Christie is going to be a heavy favorite. You think about who they've played this season and teams they've beaten that we saw, mm-hmm. like Western.
Yes. Napoleon.
Those are the ones that we kind of have a common opponent, or mm-hmm. at least that we've seen with our eyes to compare. And it's daunting. It's going to be tough for Michigan Center. They'd have to play their best game ever to get this win. I mean, Lumen Christie's, they've been number one in Division VI all season long, in every ranking. They're the defending, two-time defending champions. They're favorite to go back to Ford Field. Michigan Center hopes to be a roadblock to that and get a huge upset win over a tough Lumen Christi team on the road. A lot of things are going to be difficult about it, but I think Michigan Center, with this win, the win over Springport, they've got momentum working. Mm-hmm. They're playing their best football right now. They're running at their best, and they're going to. I think they're in a position to give Lumen Christi their best shot. Will it be enough? We'll find out next week.
Yeah, and it's a situation for Michigan Center. Be careful what you wish for because you just might get it, and that's the case. They wanted Lumen Christi from the start of the season. You know, they really, really wanted to get another crack at that team, and they thought maybe they found something that they could do to get a handle on Lumen. But last year, you could even argue last year's team was better than this year's team, and Lumen Christi just destroyed them. And so you gotta wonder what makes Michigan Center think that they can handle it. But you want that kind of confidence going into a game that huge against a team like Lumen Christi, where you're going to definitely be the David in a David Goliath matchup.
So it's a final at Jackson now. Okemos 31, Jackson 22. Vikings end the year 9-1. Still a tremendous year for Jackson High to go 9-0, first undefeated regular season in school history. Western in overtime, 21-14. They get in the end zone against Mattawan to make the extra point.
Yeah,
I think Mattawan gets a shot at it coming back, I think.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Also, Blissfield took down Hillsdale, 21-10. The Royals will play Columbia Central, a team they had beaten in the regular season for the district title next week. That should be a fun game as well to keep an eye out for.
Well, yeah. Columbia Central still wins that conference. The lone black mark on their record, though, was that loss to Blissfield in a game that they feel like they should have won.
Yeah.
So that's another. That has a feeling kind of like this game, where it's
yes.
Columbia Central is looking
yes.
for a chance to redeem themselves for that only loss they got all year long. As we look at the out of town scores. Crosstown scores, whatever you want to call them. They're scores that aren't where we are right now, and they're brought to you by AAA of Jackson on Wisner Street with insurance, travel needs, roadside
yeah.
service.
You
know who to get
you.
To, AAA of Jackson. Remember, yeah. they're there. So, let's see. Last check-in, Lumen Christi 52-22 with Napoleon. 52-30 ends up being the final. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
And
booth mates up here.
Little boost there. So Columbia Central moves on.
Blissfield beat Hillsdale.
And Blissfield beat Hillsdale. We got all those scores. All the scores around the area.
Tomorrow
morning, Sports Saturday, Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratch for John Manzer. Again, Carter Wiley, our player of the game tonight here for the Michigan Center Cardinals, victorious over the Grass Lake Warriors, 35-6. Uncertain for sure right now of the schedule for next week. We'll figure
yeah.
that out before Monday. So
yes.
tune to Sports Saturday. You'll probably have that. And we will wrap it up here from Grass Lake. Thanks to Mike Reed in studio. For mm-hmm. Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next week.
K105.3 is WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM-HD1 Brooklyn-Jackson. Thank you for listening to tonight's game, which has been brought to you in part by Subway, Summit Orthodontics, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, the Jackson YMCA, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Baker Builders, Columbia School District, Denny's, Jackson Public Schools, East Jackson Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Computer Ties, Watson Diesel, Flexible Staffing, ERA Reardon Realty, Chilango's Restaurants, Airflow Heating, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, and Tri-County Water. We now resume regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.